The locker room pep talks are over. The players and coaches are ready, and the fans are fired up. It's time for your high school football game of the week on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7, online at mscsports.net. Our pregame coverage is brought to you exclusively by Kansas Wesleyan University in Salina. With record-breaking enrollment, great new facilities, and top-notch activities, Kansas Wesleyan University is the place to be. Online at kwu.edu. Pregame coverage begins right after these messages.
With record-breaking enrollment, great new facilities, and top-notch activities, Kansas Wesleyan University is the place to be. Whether you want to study nursing, elementary education, criminal justice, or social work, our academic programs will open doors for your future, all while you participate in activities like music, theater, or athletics. Learn more about why KWU is the place to be by visiting kwu.edu. That's kwu.edu.
Hi, I'm Laura Weiser from Exchange Bank. In today's world of technology, online banks are popping up everywhere, promising better, more convenient banking. But there's still no better way to bank than with people you know and trust. Exchange Bank provides internet and mobile banking, but we're also here offering personal, face-to-face service you just don't get with online banks. Come see us. We're here for you.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
This is KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison, powered by MSC Radio and found online at msconews.net.
Pre-game coverage of high school football on the MSC Sports Radio Network is brought to you by Kansas Wesleyan University in Salina. With record-breaking enrollment, great new facilities, and top-notch activities, Kansas Wesleyan University is the place to be. Online at kwu.edu. Kickoff is just moments away on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacements, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer with locations in Smithville and 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
And with that, we welcome you to Pittsburgh, Kansas, where tonight it's high school football postseason action on Gear Radio as the Jefferson County North Chargers are hosted by the Panthers of St. Mary's Colgan. Hello again, everybody, with Joseph producing and engineering back at the Gear Radio Sports Studio. Tom Count to the Hugh Field side. It is good to have you along tonight. A couple of teams have had a spectacular season, and one of them is going next week to the state championship game. We're going to find out who that is at the end of this one here tonight. But tell you what, first, as the team captains are getting together out in the center of the field, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be back to bring some starters and the kickoff. It's going to be the Chargers and the Panthers here on Care right after this.
It's always great food, great drinks, and great times at the Elevator Bar and Grill in Valley Falls. Featuring daily specials, including smothered beef tips on Friday and turkey sliders on Saturday. Follow the Elevator on Facebook to keep up with their food and drink specials. Open until midnight on Friday and Saturday. And remember, at the Elevator, there's always time for just one more.
Winchester Meat Processing in Winchester is more than just a meat processing facility. Contact them in Winchester, Kansas today to ask about their retail selection, as well as custom slaughtering and your general meat processing. Winchester Meat Processing in Winchester, Kansas. Proud to support local athletes.
Good luck, JCN football. From your fans at the Barnett Family Funeral Home and Jefferson County Crematory. Care and service from the friends you know and trust. Congratulations, and go Chargers.
with that, we welcome you back here. Back to where Hutchison Field, here on the campus of St. Mary's Colgan, here in Pittsburgh, Kansas. Good to have you along with us this evening. It is absolutely picture perfect out here this evening. And I think that's mine right there. Getting a little direction going on here. That's exactly what I'm looking for. You're a saint. Thanks, man. So here we go at Hutchison Field. St. Mary's Colgan coming into the ball game. They are 11-0. JCN, a single blemish, coming in at 10-1. Two fantastic teams. Flip of the coin has been won by Jeff North. They have elected to defer to the second half, and that means it'll be the Panther kick return unit coming out of the field to be in sync here this evening. For JCN, it's going to be Cameron Siever putting a toe to the football, a duo of return men. Our back for St. Mary's Colgan. We're set to go. Hope you enjoy it. Tonight's game being brought to you by the station, its advertisers, and the member high schools of the Kansas State High School Activities Association. No rebroadcast in whole or in part may be made without the express written consent of Care Radio and the KSHSAA. The return duo sitting back. They're at their own 10, now up to the 15-yard line. It's going to be Jack Schremer and Clayton Adamson. The advance on the ball. We're underway. It is a low line drive kick bounding at the 20, 15, 10, picked up at the 7-yard line. They'll think the reverse and come around to the near side where Schremer is going to be run out of bounds at the 20-yard line. It'll be first to 10 for the Panthers. They'll operate their first possession of the game at their own 20. St. Mary's Colgan in their home colors. It is a royal blue helmet and jersey with white pants, white lettering and trim, and the big Colgan C on the side of the helmets. For Jefferson County North, the traveling white jerseys with charcoal gray pants, green helmets, that forest green helmet, and green lettering and trim. Here we go. Quarterback Tucker Harrell runs the ball clever quickly. He's back to throw, swings it over to the left side. It's going to be caught, and dashing out of bounds as he caught the ball, kind of diving and leaning into the far sideline at the 25-yard line. It's going to be a gain of 5 yards on the first play of the ball game. Second down time, St. Mary's Colgan just underway here this evening. Pittsburgh, Kansas is just a lovely town. The people have been, I'll tell you what, as good as you could possibly be treated. We appreciate the hospitality that we have been shown here tonight. We appreciate the weather outside. 47 degrees, just beautiful out there. Here's a run into the middle. JCN is going to stuff it. They try the left side. There is absolutely no room in the middle. And what a job by Jeff North getting in the middle for the Chargers. You got R.B. Tweed and Grant Furman in there. It'll bring up now a third down 5. Got Zach Toole also in on that tackle. Third down 5. Right at their own 25-yard line. Again, quarterback Tucker Harrell comes up to his center, now drops back, takes it out of the pistol. Looking left, now throwing deep left. He's got a man with the step of the defender, but the pass is overthrown, but they're going to call a pass interference at the 40-yard line on the other end of the field. That was a deep pass from Tucker Harrell to Clayton Adamson. The pass was beyond catch, but there was some contact deep in the secondary, and the penalty marker comes sailing out the pass interference. Of course, in high school, assessed from the line of scrimmage, not the point of infraction. So the assessment will come from the 25-yard line, but it is going to be a first and 10. And St. Mary's Colgan is going to keep their initial drive of the evening alive. They'll take it back across the 35 and all the way to the 40-yard line. Mark it at the 41 right at. So here we go. First and 10, Panthers from their own 41-yard line. The crowd is fantastic. Obviously, here in the media facility, we're on the home side, so what you're going to hear mostly from the crowd sound around us is going to be St. Mary's Colgan fans. JCN fans are here in huge numbers. QB's going to hand off to the second man, trying to sweep to the right side, breaks the tackle and has some room, gets to the 45 and up to the 47, maybe 48-yard line. Carrying the ball around the near side is going to be Cooper Simmons, and he's mowed down by Grady. Noel picks up about a half a dozen. No, they're going to give him a generous spot up to the 49-yard line, picking up 8. Quickly, St. Mary's is up over to football with no huddle. Quarterback Harrell will take it, keep it himself, cuts to the right side, gets it blocked from the big tight end. Down with about a yard to spare, but JCN mows him down. Toole and Grady Noel combined on the tackle, and too little slow about climbing to his feet out there, and we're going to stop play for a minute and give him an opportunity to kind of gather himself. And now he's on his feet, and he seems like he's just fine as he runs back to the defensive huddle. I don't know if they're going to keep him in, or they're going to probably pull him out for a play. We're early on in the game at 10:37 to go in the opening quarter. Hogan is taking the opening kickoff, moving it downfield, largely helped by the pass interference. Colin Adler across midfield and at the Jeff North 48-yard line. Wind to the left side for Colgan is going to be Anthony Schrimmer. You've got Anthony Schrimmer and Jack Schrimmer, two receivers, not brothers, they're cousins, but not brothers. Kind of like a JCN with Grady Noel, Ethan Noel, cousins. First down and 10, just across midfield, Colgan with the ball. Quarterback with gloves, kind of odd to see that. And he's back to throw, taking a deep drop, setting up a screen. Gets it away to the receiver at the line of scrimmage, 45-40. Races down the left side to the 35, near the 30-yard line. Got to be bumped out of bounds. They're going to mark it down to the 29-yard line. Quarterback kept falling back and falling back. And finally, by the time the defensive rush realized what he was doing, the pass was away and a broken field run. It's going to be a first and 10. And Colgan is moving the football with their first possession. Now inside the 25-yard line. First and 10 at the Charger 24. Receivers kind of come wide to the near side. They'll fill a slot to the near side and a single wide out to the left. Tight end is on the right-hand side. Single man to the backfield. QB back to throw again. Rolling right for the first time. Throws over here and it's batted and then caught at the 20 and power driven into the ground at the 21-yard line. And they're going to throw a penalty marker there. That might be a penalty against JCN. I'm not sure if the play was stopped. The Charger defender apparently did not feel that the runner had stopped and was down. We'll see what the referee is going to tell us here as he walks out and he continues to talk to his teammates. The call, personal foul, JCN. So the Chargers in this first possession by Colgan have picked up not one, but now two 15-yard penalties. Of course, this one's not going to be 15. It's, in fact, going to be halfway to the goal because inside the 30-yard line, they're going to march this thing down inside 15, inside, and right on the 10, ball straddling the 10-yard line. It is first and goal, St. Mary's Colgan. Just inside 10 minutes of play in the opening quarter. Colgan has taken the opening kickoff, and now with the benefit of two big penalties, is threatening. First and goal. Running back Cooper Simmons on the right side of Tucker Harrell. Simmons is going to take it. No, quarterback's going to keep it. Boots right. Hit at the 10-yard line and down to the 9. He got absolutely nothing, and it was Grant Furman to see to it. Grant Furman, one of the big, big guys up front for JCN and head coach Jeff Schneider. He just grabbed him and toppled him right at the line of scrimmage. They may give him a half yard. It's going to bring up a second and goal. We're going to still call this 10 yards away. St. Mary's play is being telegraphed in from the near side, and head coach Sean Seamatter. A lot of connections between Pittsburgh and the St. Mary's Colgan family in Atchison. Now the snap is back. Quarterback drops it, picks it up, runs into the end zone, touchdown. A broken play, a near catastrophe for the Panthers, and instead Tucker Harrell just picks it up and looks straight ahead to see no one but the end zone, and he runs it in. So with 9:19 to play in the opening quarter, on a 9-yard run, Tucker Harrell will go in for the first score of the game. Now the PAT. It'll be held by Carson Simmons. The boot is on its way. It is up, and it hits the upright, and it's no good. And we've got a timeout of the field. Taking a break, 9:19 to go. Opening quarter, it is St. Mary's Colgan, 6. Jefferson County North coming up.
Blair Milling in Atchison has all your poultry needs. Begin with a medicated chick starter crumble to give your young chicks the nutrition to grow and stay healthy. Continue with a Blair's non-medicated chick grower crumble to keep them growing and developing into laying hens. When they start laying, go to the all-mash egg to keep your layers producing eggs and staying healthy for a long time. To answer any of your poultry needs, contact a Blair representative at 913-367-2310.
Welcome back. Kansas. And a kick by St. Mary's Colgan caroms off the left upright. They're still shaking and reverberating just a little bit on the west end of the end zone. And it is a 6-0 Panther lead. So JCN now set for their first touch of the game. On the near side is going to be sophomore Will Elias. As the boot is away, and it's going to be short, skipping at the 30 and scooped up at the 20-yard line. 25, dancing around to the 30. We're putting a head down and up to the 35-yard line. Very nice return for Jefferson County North. And the return for JCN by Connor Kearns. Here comes the Charger offense. Last week, JCN rolling up over 50 points in their impressive home win over Olpe. As they have been really scoring a lot, scoring at will during the course of the season. And now Chargers are going to send duo to the left side, duo to the right side. Quarterback Grady Nolan is going to have Ethan on a wing. They're going to keep it himself, going to go straight ahead, and Grady will pick up 5-6 yards up around a 40-yard line. Make it a second down 5. You're going to see Grady Nolan be very important to this offense, not only as a quarterback who distributes the ball, calls the plays, but also as the guy who can run the ball. He adds that additional depth, that additional threat, and a third level of things for the defense to watch. He's going to pick up 5 on a first down carry. It'll break up a second down 5. Chargers with the football, first possession of the game, second down to the 40-yard line, their own. Again, 2 to the left, 1 to the right. QB's going to slide down, gets a block, cuts it up, and thought about going outside, then plants a foot, darts into the middle, picking up only a couple of yards. Good defense by Tucker Harrell. You think these two guys, we're not going to be saying these names a lot. Both of them on these, you got to understand these are 1A teams. You got guys playing both ways. You're not seeing 22 different players here tonight, okay? You're going to see a dozen, 13, 14 or so guys. Clock running along. It's the ball staying on the ground. We go inside 8 minutes to play here in the opening quarter. Semifinals, Class 1A in the state of Kansas. And now, quarterback Grady Nolan with him back on either side of him. Well, hand off, the cut into the middle. There goes Ethan. Drops his shoulder. Picks up the first down. Barrels for 5 yards. More gets across the 50 to the 49-yard line. First touch of the ball again for Ethan Nolan. Good for 7 or 8. It's a first and 10 Chargers. So JCN has even looked like they're looking to throw the football yet. They have kept it on the ground, and so far dominating, moving the ball up the field. Jeff North moving from right to left across your dial here in this opening quarter. Again with the running back on either side of him coming out of the pistol. It's going to be quarterback Grady Noel. Takes a snap. This time he's going to hand off Kearns. He'll slide into the right side. Follows the trap block. Gets it down to the 40-yard line. Picking up 4, almost 5 yards on that carry. Connor Kearns just slashing to the right side. Going to make a second down, and let's call it second down 6. It's going to be a short 6. Now at the 45-yard line of St. Mary's Colgan. JCN has had a good mix of run and pass. They can throw the ball. They like to run the ball. They like to be opportunistic. They're going to have a tight end on the right side in Calvin Manville. He brings you that blocking, and he brings you the height as a receiver. Quarterback's going to keep it himself, puts his head down, and just pushes into the middle and gets a yard or so. Tough going for Grady Nolas. Again, he fakes the sweep to the outside, pulls it back, goes straight ahead, but runs into that big defensive front for St. Mary's Cove. And you got guys like Ethan Hoagland and John Hotzek. And it is now for the Chargers, potentially a passing down, third down, and we'll call it 5. It's a short 5, a third down at about 5. We are midpoint of the opening quarter, 6-0. St. Mary's Colgan out front. This time, Jason to go trips to the right side. The ball directly in the center of the field. Grady's back to throw. Looks right. Darts to the defender. Still looking. Now throws. And it's going to be batted away at the 30-yard line. An outstanding defensive play is a pass intended for Cameron Siever. It's going to be slapped away by Carson Simmons. And JCN is going to be looking now at a 4th-down 5. It's a long look over the far sideline to head coach Jeff Schneider, seeing if by any chance coach wants to keep the offense out of the field. And I cannot imagine that he's going to be interested in that this early in the game. Will Elias is going to drop back to his own 45-yard line to punt this thing away. And quickly, St. Mary's going to send a pair of guys back for the return. This kick is a monster. It is high. It turns over. Going to be caught at the 11-yard line. Coming to the near side of the 15. Looking to the edge of the 20. Hit at the 21. Down at the 21-yard line. Superb kick coverage by Jeff North. You got down there Elijah Huff for JCN. Connor Kearns, the first two guys on the kick coverage. Wrapping it up is going to be Eli Weiser. And for the second time this evening, St. Mary's Colgan is going to have their hands on the football. They lead in the game 6-0. Got to welcome. We've got so many listeners from around the area. We've got Grandpa Phil sitting in Atchison, got his feet propped up and enjoying an iced tea and listening to the ball game. We've got Knowles families down in Texas listening on stream. We hope you're enjoying it, and all the people got this thing tuned in. Should be a great game. Here's Colgan's first handoff over to the left side, sweep into the edge, picking up 5, 6, maybe even 7 yards. Just leaning forward, keeping the legs turning, driving the football upfield. There's going to be Clayton Adamson. It's a second down 4. Right now we're seeing St. Mary's Colgan look to the near side. And again, they scored on that first possession, but there were a couple of big penalties that helped them get there. And you look out across the field, they've got 2 or 3 absolutely mammoth players out there to block, and they're really set up mostly on the left side of the line. QB waiting for the snap on a fourth down. Call hands off running back. Into the backfield and slung to the ground. Just grabbed by the shoulder pads, spun to the ground and thrown down. What a play by Brody Edwards, huh? My goodness. JCN getting back there. RB Tweed back there. It is going to bring up a 3rd down 9. There was no getting away. That was RB back there. No getting away from him as he shot into the backfield and made a sure-handed tackle and absolutely overpowered the running back. Here we go on a 3rd down 9, an apparent passing down. Quarterback is back. Throws one over the middle. He's got a man. Comes back. Makes the catch at the 34-yard line. Needed. 9. Gets about a dozen. They're going to advance the chain. The catch by Jack Schremer, the senior wide receiver, and St. Mary's Colgan will advance the chains. And that is just good execution. That is smart coaching and smart playing by the players to know where that down marker's at, how much distance they need in picking up the first down, keeping the drive alive. 6-0 Colgan at 4:20 to go and running along here in the opening quarter in Pittsburgh, Kansas. Colgan going from left to right here in this quarter. Backs on either side of the QB. He'll take the ball, sweep left. Now a shovel pass forward. JCN misses the first tackle, misses the second, and finally they're going to be able to bring Cooper Simmons down. He'll pick up 5. The initial contact on Simmons came at the line of scrimmage, but the senior running back just kept turning, kept driving, pulls away, hit again, and then finally the third defender is able to mop it up and stop the play. Going to bring up a 2nd down 5 at their own 39-yard line. Colgan on their second possession. Again, moves the football. Quarterback Harrell back, fakes the pitch left, cuts up right, picks up the first down across the 45-yard line. That was a very cute play. Quarterback took the snap, took a step left. His running back swept to the left side. He fakes the pitch and just holds onto the ball, pulls it back in, and ducks straight ahead. The entire defense had bit. They had gone to their right defensive side, and he had it going against the grain, able to pick up good yardage, gain of 7, 1st and 10. Now at their own 46-yard line. SMC with the football up a half dozen. Quarterback is back to throw again, looking, now being pursued. He's going to run with it, cuts in the middle, eludes the first defender, but not the second, gets to the 50-yard line, picking up about 4. He was able to shake the first defender, but was unable to elude Grant Furman. They're going to mark him football length across midfield just into Jeff North territory. Inside 3 minutes to go in a rapidly moving opening quarter. 2nd down 6 for St. Mary's Colgan. 1 opening quarter possession for JCN. Only the second possession for Colgan. QB's back, throws one near flat, and that has been open all night. And again, a very easy completion. From Harrell to Jack Schremer. He goes downfield about 7-8 yards, right about the numbers. Turns around, no defender within 3 or 4 yards of him. The quarterback doesn't even drop back. Kept his feet planted from the point at which he had taken the snap. Throws it over to the right side. The tackle is made fairly quickly after maybe a gain of another step, but now they're down at the Charger 42. Colgan with another 1st and 10. Churning and just chugging downfield. This time the handoff is going to go to the big running back. He'll go into the left side, take it inside the 40. Give him about 3 yards to the 39-yard line. Big power run, and they're going to follow the blocking of guys like Jade Henry and John Pucsik and Anthony Margie. Going to be a gain of about 3 seconds down, 7. Just inside now the JCN 40-yard line. Continuing to move with the football. Colgan, very patient, very deliberate with his execution. QB's back to throw. Looks left. Throws deep. Got a man wide open and missed him. Inside the 20-yard line, he had Jack Schremmer open, but the pass was out of his reach and incomplete. Very similar to the pass in the first possession, about the same depth, the same receiver, the same coverage. But that time, the first time there was a pass interference call that kept the drive alive on a third down and long. Well, this time, no pass interference. Well defended. It is now third down and 7. Got to look for Colgan again to go to that little pass in the flat. That's been bread and butter for them, and that's been kind of a gimme. 2 minutes ago, clock stopped with the incompletion. 2 minutes ago in the opening quarter. Colgan looking to score on the second possession. They scored a touchdown on the first. Quarterback drops back. Nobody in the back two with him. It's going to be a QB draw. He's going to get big yards. 40, 35, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. Put him in the end zone. Touchdown. He took the snap, dropped back. Everybody ran. And then, wait a minute, in the middle of the line, there's a marker. An offensive lineman putting their hands on their helmets. You know what this means.
And a holding penalty against the Panthers.
There you have it. The holding call in the middle has just saved JCN from going down by 2 scores. The play was spectacular. It was well designed, well executed, and they absolutely had JCN buying in as the quarterback just a two-count pause. And it just went straight west, and no one around him. Everybody was outside the hash mark. He had a boulevard to run straight down the field. But now this penalty is going to take it back to the 49-yard line. And it'll bring up now a third down and 17. The first third and long we've seen Colgan face tonight. They're just across midfield. Quarterback is back. Pumps once, pumps again, lobs one left side. He's still got his man out there. And again, the wide open receiver in the left flat over there, Jack Schremmer. Cannot catch up to the overthrown pass, and St. Mary's is going to be, I would suspect, forced to punt it away. We're getting multiple players, substitutions for the kick coverage unit coming in. Typical offensive lineman checking out of the ball game, and quarterback Tucker Harrell, well, he's going to stay in to punt the ball away. JCN, a duo of return men back at their 15-yard line. Snap back is good. The punt away, end over end. It is going to bound at the 15 and be covered up right there at the 15-yard line. So the Charger defense bends, but gives up no points. And it'll be Jeff North football with a minute and a half to go in the opening quarter. St. Mary's Colgan has got that early lead. And, Joseph, we've got some ground to make up as this game goes on, as there has not been any stoppage of play whatsoever. This will be only the second time tonight that the Chargers have been able to put a hand on the football. First series for JCN. Got a couple of first downs, and then the drive stalled around midfield. Let's see what Coach Jeff Schneider and his Charger team have up their sleeve here. Wide to the left side is going to be Connor Kearns with Willie Lyons slot left. Motion will go now to the right side. Grady Knoll takes a snap, hands off to the motion man. He'll get to the outside, cross the 20. And as they do, JCN picks up 5 yards on a first down carry. These two teams have a lot of things in common. They do a lot of things similarly. They move the ball. They pick up 4, 5, 6 yards at a time. And then they look to spring the big play. So far, though, JCN has not been able to get that play sprung. But yet, trailing only 6-0 here. We're down to a minute to go in the opening quarter. On a second down, 4, Colt with dual receivers to the left side. Handoff is going to go to Ethan. He'll cut to the right side, put his head down, lean, shove, push, and he's going to be very, very close to that first down stick. Perhaps half a length of a football short. The official stretching his foot out, putting his toe down just inside the 25-yard line. And I suspect they had to get to the 25. Now they're going to stop the clock. And we may see chains come in from the far sideline. They're going to be bringing in the sticks, and they're going to be taking a look at it. Care Radio sports schedule continues to be just jam-packed as we move into Thanksgiving week next week. Tomorrow, we're going to be in the Nolan Gymnasium, the Benedictine Ravens at home. We were on the road, BC with their first conference game at Baker. Well, tomorrow, you're going to be able to come up and see with the ladies' game at high noon, the guys' game at 2 o'clock. It'll be Benedictine hosting Clark University. The officials look over to the both sidelines. He holds his hands up and peeks in between them. And here's the thing. He had his hands upright, and they were inside his not. They were like not even lined up with his eyes. They were closer together than his eyes. That is how far JCN is short. It'll be a third down and perhaps 3 inches, something like that. That's right at the marker. How will the Chargers look to pick up this short yardage? But a quarterback is going to keep it himself. Barrels into the right side. Needed inches. Got about 4 or 5 yards. It's first and 10. Jefferson County North. They will stop the clock only momentarily to advance the chains. And for JCN, Joseph, I suspect this will likely be the final play of what has been a very briskly played opening quarter here in Pittsburgh, Kansas. Where, just if you're familiar with the Pittsburgh geography, Pittsburgh State University is just a handful of blocks, 10 or 12 blocks straight south of the St. Mary's Colgan campus, really in Midtown. I mean, we're pretty much in the heart of the city here. Here's your first down call. Quarterback's going to keep it off in misdirection. Look at it. 35, 45, 46, 47-yard line. That's Grady Knoll. And he picks up about 18 yards on a first down carry that will take us to the end of the opening quarter. We got a timeout of the field. One quarter in the book in Pittsburgh, Kansas. It is Colgan 6, Jeff North nothing.
Angie Hughes, Farm Bureau Agency, is proud of the JCN Chargers football team. They know your operation keeps you busy year-round, and they know how important it is to have the right coverage in place. They can help you protect your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Call Farm Bureau Agent Angie Hughes in Lancaster today. Find your future at FW Houston. FW Houston Medical Center is in search of qualified healthcare professionals to work at their Winchester facility, now offering a $5,000 sign-on bonus for licensed employees. Visit fwhouston.com/careers to apply today.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Two teams will switch into the field, and as we take a break, we look out on the field, and the officials are saying, wait a minute, there was a penalty on that last run. So the football, when we begin the second quarter, is going to have been placed back for JCN to the 19-yard line. So the long run by Grady has been erased, and Jefferson County North will have the ball to begin the second quarter. They're going to have a first and 10. No, wait. Let's see. We're calling first and 20. Okay. So it's going to be first and 20. Jeff North from their own 19-yard line. It's 6-0. Pittsburgh in front. Or Colgan in front. I look up the scoreboard. It's the Pittsburgh Dragons scoreboard because they utilize the middle school, the Pittsburgh school system middle school facility here. Really nice. All right, so here we go. Jefferson County North will now go from left to right in quarter number two, trailing 6-0. Quarterback is back, throws one near side. It's going to be tipped a little bit and then caught immediately. The tackle is made, caught by Will Elias. He's going to be brought to the ground by Tyson Bennett. Bennett gets up a little bit, hitch in his get along as he heads back to the defensive huddle. The gain for JCN, about 5 yards. Not going to be the kind of yardage they need. Looking now at a 2nd and 15. Jeff Norton shut out in the opening quarter. With that in mind, still going to get some points on the board. And Hunter Kearns, wide to the near side. Back to throw. Grady has a little pass over to the right side, and it's thrown low. A diving effort, but coming up incomplete. It'll bring down for JCNA. Third down and long. That pass was right down at the ankles, and it's going to be really, really difficult for Willie Elias to be able to corral. For a moment, I thought he was going to be able to reach down as he made a headlong dive at it and scoop it up, but ultimately he was able to elude him and hit the ground. It'll bring up a third down for Jeff North, just inside their own 25-yard line. Early on in the second quarter. Again, wide to the right side, Ethan Knowles, slot right, Connor Kearns. A duo of receivers to the far side with Elias and McAfee. Back to throw again as the quarterback steps up, lobs one left side, and coming back again, Will Elias tries to come back for the ball. Going to be a little bit short and underthrown, and he could not get back to it. And it's going to be incomplete, and the Chargers, looking at now a 4th and 15, will be forced to punt the football away. For St. Mary's Colgan, looks like they're going to come out of this exchange with really good field position. Will Elias, the kicker for the Chargers from his own 13-yard line. Returnman is going to be Adamson and Schrimmer. They're going to be back just past midfield. There's the punt. End over end. They're running up on it now. It's going to be hit. There's the first penalty. Wow. Okay, here's what happened. Kick coverage running downfield. Kick return guy settling underneath it, not making a fair catch call, but kick coverage comes down and just plants him before the ball comes down out of the sky, and we're going to have a penalty against JCN. This will be the 4th Charger penalty of the night. To pass interference, the personal foul, and then the holding. Every one of those first three has been really monumental at that point in the game. There's been only a single penalty so far against St. Mary's Colgan, and for them, it was also monumental as it wiped a touchdown off the board that would have given them a 2-score lead. Right now, they still lead by 6-0. The penalty against JCN is going to be long. It's going to take that ball back into Charger territory and a short field for St. Mary's Colgan. They'll begin this series at the Charger 41-yard line. Happy to have you along with us here on Care Radio this evening from Pittsburgh, Kansas. St. Mary's Colgan Panthers and Jeff North, Class 1A semifinals. The winner moves on next weekend to the state championship game at Fort Hays State University. QB is going to take it, hands off, and in the backfield, a tackle for a huge loss. Cooper Simmons tackled in the backfield, and for JCN, getting back there, RB Tweed, he was there in a hurry. On the play, quarterback Anthony Schrimmer had planted the ball at Cooper Simmons' midsection, was running along with him. They were side by side, working their way around to the left side. Quarterback was just hesitant. Kind of wanted to run the ball, but you could see he knew he had nowhere to go. So finally, he just gives the ball to the running back. By that time, superb outside contain, but the defense had gotten back there. It's going to be a loss of 7. Second down, 17. Snap back. Quarterback throws left side. It's going to be caught, and a tackle broken, and down now to the Charger 40-yard line. Here is the pass that has worked for them all night. This time, they ran it to the left side. Same pass that they run 3 times successfully to the right. Get that defender driven off, curl back, catch the ball around the numbers, and then angle to the sideline, pick it up all you can, and again, as it's been all night, it's good for about 7 or 8 yards. You're inside the 40-yard line, third down, 8. Colgan with the football at the Charger, 39-yard line, third down, 8. They got to get this thing to the 31. Early in the second quarter, 10:20 to play, first half. Quarterback will take the snap at the knee, same play, left side, and again, the catch is made, but this time, an error. A mathematical miscue by St. Mary's Colgan as Anthony Schrimmer caught the ball. JCN immediately. Ethan Knoll drives him out of bounds. He's a yard short. So now with the 32-yard line, St. Mary's, no hesitation. They are leaving their offense out there, deep in Charger territory. And again, they worked that play every time. It's good. 6, 7, 8 yards. Time after time so far tonight. However, in this situation, quarterback Tucker Harrell has been very, very tough to stop. Fourth down and 1. Harrell will keep it. Slide, turn, puts his head down, gets the first down to the 30-yard line. Needed 1, got 2. third of a first and 10 for Colgan. St. Mary's Colgan very confident in their running game. And we don't have heights and weights on these guys, but I'll tell you what, Tucker Harrell is a big, strong quarterback. He's got to be close to 6 foot tall, probably 180, maybe something like that. Not really bulky, not massive, but it's got good speed, runs hard. QB pumps once, throws it out deep, going left field. Got his man, end zone, over his head, just out of the reach of his fingertips. Looking down the left side for Anthony Schremer, and it is incomplete to the left side of the end zone. We have seen St. Mary's Colgan go deep now four times. First time there was a pass interference. The second two times the ball was a little overthrown, and this the third time the pass into the end zone again. Just a little overthrown, which is safer than short. It would have been picked off had it been short. It is second down 10. Still to the Charger, 30. This time the handoff running back. There's a hold, no penalty. Around the left side to the 25-20. Down to the 15. Bumped out of bounds on the near side. At the 14-yard line, no markers on the field. It is going to be first and 10. St. Mary's now at the Jeff North 14-yard line. St. Mary's just kind of finding their rhythm. Not a fast rhythm, not a rapid cadence, but that slow, methodical, moving the football down the field. And now, they're going to do something a little different. They've been running out over the football, getting the call from the near sideline and the coaching staff over here and head coach C-Matter. But this time they go back and they huddle up at the 20. Long conversation. And we got a fullback. We got actually a lineman back there as a fullback in an I formation. How about that? Hand off tailback. 15-10. 5. Touchdown, Colgan. If you're going to run the ball, you love that blocker. Colgan had gone into the backfield and had brought Anthony Margie, a big senior offensive lineman, put him into the fullback spot. He opened the gate, and St. Mary's Colgan goes into the end zone, doubling their lead now. It is 12-0 with a PAT coming up. Here goes the PAT. This time we'll see if he gets it through there. It is up plenty high, plenty long, and it's in there. And we're going to take a break. Joseph at 9:33 to go in the opening half. Now, it is St. Mary's Colgan, 13, Jeff North, nothing.
Whether it rolls down the highway or across the field, Nortonville Parts and Service is your solution for equipment repair. With a broad inventory of parts on hand and technicians with years of experience, Nortonville Parts and Service provides quality repairs and service on tractors, trucks, combines, ag equipment, even your daily driver. When your next breakdown happens, call Nortonville Parts and Service at 913-886-2960 or come by the shop at 115 Taggart Avenue. That's Nortonville Parts and Service.
Muddy Road Coon Hunters PKC Hunt, first Saturday of each month. Meals served at each hunt. Call Terry Porter, 785-424-0915 for more information. Come on down for a doggone good time, supporting all JCN athletics and activities. Goachers.
Farm, home, auto, life, crop, and commercial. That's Taylor Insurance Service in Atchison, Okaloosa, and Effingham. Locally owned and supporting all local schools, sports, and activities. Taylor Insurance Services. It's better to have it and not need it than to need it and not have it.
After hitting that PAT, Joseph Lomjack's kick is away. It's very short. Skips down to the 20-yard line. Jeff North is going to scoop it up there, trying to get to the outside. Hit at the 30 and spun the ground. Will Elias with the return. And here comes the Charger offense for only the third time tonight. They're going to have the football with 9:20 to go in the opening half. And they trail 13-0. Good to have you back with us here on CARE Radio. High school football in mid-November. Just doesn't get much better than that. The semifinals of the state tournament. The winner of this one, onto the championship game. But JCN's going to have a hill to climb now. Connor Kearns is going to go wide to the left side. He'll go slot left, wing right. And a quarterback will keep it himself. Grady will bounce left. Gets across to 30, 35. Behind some blockers up near the 40. He's going to be right at the first down marker. Very, very close to the first and 10. The pitchers are going to stop the clock and give it a look-see. Looking out on the field, and I'm going to tell you what. the lead block on that run. I love to point out the lead block guys because they sometimes are so unheralded. This time it was Grant Furman leading that run. They are going to say it is a first down. As we go inside nine, they will go in the half. It is first and 10 Chargers at their own 40-yard line. JCN left to right here in the second quarter. Motion will go over to the left side. Little bit of an offset set. Here's Ethan Noll. Cuts left, gets to the 45, 48-yard line. Give him eight on a first down carry into the left side. And now the Chargers, you see out on the field, as they just come out over the ball, they've got an extra little bounce in the step. They've got a little extra determination in that run. Lead block on that one is Abraham Noll, the junior. Gain of eight. And at the 48-yard line, just shy of field, this is a second call for Jeff Norris. JCN doesn't have to be in the lead. Doesn't even have to be tied at halftime. But what they would really like to do, get that zero off the board, get some points going into the locker room. That's going to make the whole intermission a lot different and a lot better for them. They can put something in the end zone here before halftime. Quarterback's going to keep it himself, and Grady will drive to the right side across midfield, give him five and a first down. Grady Noll, this time, he follows again the lead block of Grant Furman, and he also had some help as out in front of him with Connor Kearns. They'll advance the chains, and it's first and 10. Chargers with the football now in Panthers territory. Chargers in the home, in the traveling white jerseys. Colgan in the home royal blue. Kind of like a Kentucky. I'm going Kentucky look. First and 10. Hand off again to Ethan. This time he slows down. Defense comes up and closes in on him. He may have gotten a yard. He was going to try to cut into the left side, somewhere around the tackle. There was no room for him there. So he kind of slowed down. Looked like he was trying to size up and pick somewhere to go. And by the time he found any room at all, the defense has swarmed him. And it's going to be a very short gain. Give him a yard on that one. Down to the 47-yard line, second down, eight, Jeff North. You got a very basic St. Mary's Colgan defense being run here. You're basically like 43 kind of a defense. You got a couple of corners that go way outside, covering the very wide out, and then two over the top, about 15 yards deep. Quarterback's back, throws to Ethan out of the backfield. He is going to be slowed down at the line of scrimmage, and then hit from behind by a defender who is chasing the quarterback and then turned around to follow the play. And for the Chargers, it's going to be a game to the 45-yard line, leaving them looking now at a third down seven. Play just didn't develop very well. And for JCN, they're going to have to find one here. This is not their normal move. They like that 6-5, 6-7. Now they're looking at a third down and seven. And that is a much more difficult chore. Cameron Seaver is going to go on to the left side. Back to throws, Noll. Steps up in a pocket. He's going to run with it. Breaks the tackle, 45 at the 40. Stutter steps a little bit. Puts his head down. Runs over a cornerback. Picks up the first down to the 35-yard line. He was right at the first down. He dropped his shoulder and literally ran over the top of a defensive back. Picks up the first down at JCN on a tremendous run by senior quarterback Grady Noll. They'll have the first and 10, and they will advance the chains. Chargers now move to football. They've got, again, you can just feel it. You can just see it. A little more bounce in the step. They've got a little more emotion, even though they don't have any points on the board yet. They're a team that seems like they are out here, and they are on a mission. Side, going to be Connor Kearns in a slot to the left. And before the play, we're going to get a Charger timeout. Joseph, we're taking it. 5:53 to go in the open half. Timeout, Jeff North. It is Colgan, 13 Chargers, nothing.
Do you find yourself having to air up your tires often? Or does your car shake when you drive? Have you noticed bulges on a tire or uneven tire tread? These are signs it may be time to replace your tires. Don't be left out in the cold with a bad tire. Contact the professionals at Lights Out at Town & Country and let us find the right tire for your vehicle. Stop in and see us at Second Commercial in Atchison or call us at 367-2699.
And we're back. The two teams still huddle up around their respective coaching staffs. St. Mary's Colgan, the first club to come out over the football. Now here comes JC in from the far side. Let's see what Coach has got up his sleeve. Here's the thing. You are in week 12. You're in game 12 of the season. And if you've got 15, 18 pages in that playbook, it's time to be in double digits in the pages you're looking at right now. Those first 5, 6, 7 pages, that's all great. But now, you know, there's nothing to be saving them for if you don't win here tonight. First and 10 at the 35. Quarterback's back, pumps once, throws left, got his man downfield, it's caught at the 15, dragging the defender to the 14, 13-yard line. The catch down the left side by Connor Kearns, and he almost was able to pull away from the defender, Carson Simmons. Simmons held onto his ankle and trips him up at the 14. Jeff North with a best field position of the evening, first and 10 at the Panther 14. 5.5 to go in the opening half. J.C. and looking for his first points of the game, but now they're driving. They run out over the football, and again, we'll send receivers trips to the right side, and everybody else in tight. Quarterback will hand off. Ethan bounces outside, cuts sideways, down to the 10. We'll see where they give him forward progress. As he got into the line, this time there was just so many players. There was so much traffic. He kind of turned sideways, made himself most narrow as he could, knifed his way forward, and they're going to have the balls right on the 10-yard line. It'll bring up a second down, 6. The ball started at the 14, now they're at the 10, second down, 6. 4:50 to go in the opening half. Lots and lots of time for this series. Chargers will go very, very wide to the right side. Again with Connor Kearns. He's got the height and the good hands. This time the quarterback will keep it himself. Cuts into the middle. There's nothing there. They never brought Grady Noel to the ground, but they were finally able to stop his forward momentum and drive him backward. They will spot the ball. Where are they going to set it down? The official's going to put it at the 9-yard line. So they will give him one. And it'll bring up a third down and a half dozen. It's going to be a short 6. But third down, 5 or 6 from the 9-yard line. He's got to get down to right at the 4. Let's call it a third down 5, shall we? Grady runs over to the far side, gets the play, brings it out to his offensive huddle, and here comes the Chargers. Panther fans on their feet, summoning the defense, and now we get a timeout taken. The official is going to make the call, and we've got a timeout. Jeff North. Joseph, here's a chance for you. Timeout with 3:56 to go in the half. It remains Panthers 13, Chargers nothing.
Coming soon, Westside Grooming and Boarding, opening December 29th in the former Westside Vet Clinic location at 17014 286th Road, run by Kim Woodson, current veterinary assistant to Dr. Walls. Woodson will offer grooming and boarding services and will continue to provide the same compassionate care and comfort as was demonstrated by Dr. Walls and his staff. Watch for more information about Westside Grooming and Boarding.
Free State Electric Cooperative, serving 9 Northeast Kansas counties, supports local schools and athletics. Good luck, JC, in football on your run for the state title. Free State Electric Cooperative, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
Modern Ag Services, Pioneer Seed in Winchester. Bill, Neil, Mitch, and Brett want to congratulate the Jefferson County North football team on your successes this fall. They'd also like to wish you good luck in your upcoming competitions. Go Chargers!
Right, coming out of the timeout, let's see what the Chargers have drawn up. Big series. Quarterback's going to keep it himself. Goes to the left side. Twists and turns and pushes and shoves, and he's going to be very close to the first down as Grady Noel took it. Made kind of the sweep around the outside. Didn't just dive into the middle. Stepped back, took a couple of steps left, and kind of rounded his way in, allowed that blocking to develop. And where are they going to spot it? It's first and goal at the 4. Jefferson County North now threatening. First and goal deep, deep with St. Mary's Colgate territory there at the 4-yard line. Again, Grady wants over to talk to Coach Snyder. They have a very brief conversation. He brings it out and racing out over the football. Here comes that offensive line. They look like they're in a hurry. They look like they're on a mission. They've got something to do. Here's Grady Hoshima will go to the left side. He'll slow down. QB will take it. Cuts to the right. Puts his head down. Runs into a wall. Three unblocked defenders were right there. They grab him. Bring him to the ground. There is no gain. There might even be the loss of a yard or so on that play. There will be. It's going to go back outside the five-yard line. Trying to get in. No, they're going to mark it right back at the five-yard line. So JCN is going to get a decent spot on that. And it's going to bring up a second to goal 5 yards away. So a loss of a yard there. He had at the four. Now we're back at the five. Second down goal. Again, everybody in tight except for the two receivers out wide to the right side. Grady takes it, hands off Ethan. He will stop at the tackle, cut into the end zone. Touchdown, Chargers! Ethan Nolan sprinting to the left side. Saw some daylight. He planted that left foot, cut back into the middle, and dashed into the end zone, went in upright, and Jeff North is on the board. We're at 2 minutes and 21 seconds to go in the opening half, and the Charger PAT is coming up. 5-yard run by Ethan Noel. And now Jeff North, as they have done all season long, they'll go for two. Grady all alone in the backfield. Motion will come to the right. Overload the right side. QB's going to roll right. Roll right. Throw right. Man in the end zone. It's good for two to Connor Kearns. The two-point pass. Grady Noel to Connor Kearns is successful, and we got a timeout on the field. JCN's on the board. Take it away, Joseph, at 2:21 to go in the half. Now, Pittsburgh Colgan, 13, JCN 8.
Ta-da! For our next trick, Taco John's will turn your dollar into deliciousness with our new BOGO for a Buck menu. Buy an item from our BOGO menu and presto taco. Look, a tasty taco bravo for just a buck. A la Carrito! There, now it's a classic meat and potato burrito for a buck. That's one talented dollar. Try this new BOGO for a Buck menu trick for yourself at your nearest Taco John's. Download our app, earn free food.
Hey, welcome back to Hutchinson Field, where Jefferson County North has gotten on the board. The Chargers just marched that thing downfield, picking up a couple of huge third downs on the way. You could see it. You could just feel it. A little bounce in his step, a little deliberate look in the approach of the line, and they are on the board and now trail by five. Here's the advance. The kick is away. It's low. And it's going to be taken by an up man over the shoulder at the 25. Hit at the 30 and down at the 36-yard line. So for St. Mary's Colgan, they have plenty of time. They have shown an ability to move the football sometimes briskly, typically more methodically, but sometimes they're able to move it briskly. And four times we have seen quarterback Tucker Harrell throw downfield, looking for Jack Schrimmer each time. And the first three out of reach. And then he finds Cooper Simmons in the end zone. And here we go. So they are very capable of throwing the football, prefer to run it. But with this amount of time, plenty of time to do it. And Colgan, with all three timeouts left, quarterback is going to just kind of hand it forward to the running back, who's going to be wrapped up and brought down very quickly. Cooper Simmons hit and stopped right at the line of scrimmage. You're going to give him no gain whatever. And it's second down 10, St. Mary's. They're very quickly back up over the ball. You can see that they're not satisfied with just going into the end zone up five. Here's a deep pass. Throwing it for Oliver, his receiver thrown by 5 or 6 yards. And again, downfield, St. Mary's is looking for Jack Schrimmer. But that time, the coverage was absolutely perfect, step for step within Connor Kearns. And even if that ball had been spot on, I think Kearns would have been able to deflect it. And if it was a little bit short, he would have picked it off. But it was thrown deep and incomplete. And that's kind of been the line right now on Tucker Harrell. As he throws the ball downfield, the receiver is going to have to run underneath it because he's throwing that thing far, and he's throwing it hard, and it is now third down 10. Quarterback, little delay draw, and into the middle it comes, breaking one tackle, but not the second, not the third. And they run that play a little bit ago, and it run it very successfully for some big yards. This time, JCN left one defender at home, stood in the middle. And I'll tell you what, that was a really solid job in there by Zachary Toole. He stopped it, and now on fourth down, they're going to go for it. I think they're really going to go for the hard count and try to pull him off on a fourth down four. Can't imagine. Colvin is not going to be kicking this away. There you go. The quarterback's doing a quick kick. It's off the side of his foot at the 45 and out of bounds at the 42-yard line. That was a 10-yard punt. And for Jefferson County North, here's the situation. 1:07 to go in the half. You've got the ball at your own 42-yard line. However, one timeout left for the Chargers before halftime. So for JCN, certainly an opportunity here. St. Mary's Colgan raced up over the ball, throws the pass, does not take a lot of time off the clock, and is given a little daylight. That door a little bit open for the Chargers. Here comes JC, and they're going five out. Three left, two right. QB's back, steps up, looking, hit, down at the 35-yard line. The pressure was intense by St. Mary's. Anthony Margie. Anthony A. Big offensive lineman. He sits in at that right nose, or that right defensive tackle spot. And are we getting a penalty here? Oh, there is a marker down at the 40-yard line. The official's coming over and talking to the St. Mary's coaching staff. You expect the hold, and the question is, do you want to accept the penalty? And he's going to say, oh, yeah, you bet. There's going to be holding against JCN. They are going to decline it. So what are they going to do? With the loss of yardage on the sack of quarterback Grady Noel back to the 35-yard line. So it's going to be a loss of seven. So Coleman says, hey, you know what? We're going to take the loss of seven and the loss of the down as opposed to moving you back 10 and giving you first down over again. 53 seconds of play. First half. Now JCN, second down, 17 at their own 35. They've changed the formation entirely. This is going to go two to the left side, the wide side. QB's going to keep it himself, start to the middle, ducks to the outside, and for the Chargers, they're going to get very conservative here. They're going to keep the ball on the ground. They're going to keep the clock rolling. And will St. Mary's Colgan stop the clock? Will they try to get the ball back? Looks like they will not. 25-24. I do not think maybe JCN even has to snap this again. Grady's over here looking to coach, and my suspicion is that they will run something very basic and very conservative. We're down to 10 seconds left in the half. And I suspect also they must have to be going to snap the ball. 4 seconds, 3, 2, 1, and we're at halftime. We're taking a break, Joseph, and we'll return to Pittsburgh, Kansas. So summarize the opening half for you as the teams head for the locker room. It is St. Mary's Colgan 13, Jefferson County North 8.
You already know Gerber Electric provides professional and reliable service with free estimates and guaranteed work. But did you know they have a great retail space with electrical supplies for all of your do-it-yourself projects? Whether it's bulbs, batteries, connectors, or other electrical supplies, you can find it in their store at 405 North 17th in Atchison. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
Thanks for listening to your high school football game of the week on Care Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. The Amberwell Health Halftime Show with a complete first half recap is coming up right after this. At Amberwell, they prioritize your health, your time, and your care. Life's unexpected twists can't be put on hold. That's why they have a team of compassionate primary care providers ready to serve you with same-day or next-day appointments. Whether it's a sudden illness, a minor injury, or a regular checkup, Amberwell is there for you. With convenient locations in Atchison, Hiawatha, Highland, Horton, Lansing, and Troy, they're dedicated to keeping you healthy and happy. Don't delay your well-being any longer. Call 913-358-0828 or visit their website at amberwellhealth.org. to schedule your same-day or next-day primary care appointment. Amberwell is committed to your health, your time, and your care.
Welcome back to Hutchison Field here in Pittsburgh, Kansas, where we've come to halftime in tonight's Class 1A State Tournament semifinal game. And St. Mary's Colgan and Jefferson County North are just going nose-to-nose here. And this one, team will and like to and prefer to, and if given the opportunity, are going to run the football, okay? Matter of fact, we saw on their first possession of the game, St. Mary's Colgan just trudge down the field, punch it in, and it didn't take him long. 9:19 to go in the opening quarter. Tucker Harrell, quarterback, 9-yard run on what was really a broken play. They were at the 9-yard line. The snap was back. He dropped it, reached down on the ground, picks it up, looks in front, and suddenly the blocking had opened it up, and he saw nothing but green in front of him, ran straight forward into the end zone. The PAT was not successful as they caromed off the upright, and it was 6-0. St. Mary's Colgan early on in the opening quarter. Then, at almost the same time in the second quarter, 9:33 to go in the second, it was the second St. Mary's Colgan touchdown. This one was on a 13-yard run by Cooper Simmons, and again, a drive that was predominantly executed on the ground. Really, the passing plays, the only passing plays that we saw from the Panthers, and certainly they were very successful plays, again, were those little comeback routes out on the edges around the numbers, not over on the side, not on the hash marks on the end or the hash marks in the middle, but around the numbers, driving the defender back and then curling back to take the short 7-8 yard or so pass and then maybe picking up a yard or two beyond that after the reception. But mostly we saw them on the ground. And finally, Cooper Simmons runs it in from 13 yards out. The PAT by Joseph Lomshek was good. 9:33 to go in the half. And St. Mary's Colgan had established a 13-0 lead, but after that, JCN seemed like a different team. Came out on the field, drove the ball down, and ended the drive with a 5-yard Ethan Noel run into the end zone. And then JCN, as they've done all year, goes for the 2-point conversion. They've not kicked a point. I don't think they've attempted to kick a point all year long. And it was a 2-point pass complete from Grady Noel over to Connor Kearns in the right corner of the end zone. And we come to our halftime score, 13-8, St. Mary's Colgan. I think these two teams, you know, have really got the game legs underneath them now. The crowds are fantastic. They are completely in this game. And if you can find a better high school football atmosphere than this, not sure where you're going to go, because it is absolutely wonderful. Speaking of wonderful, that's what Joseph does back at the Care Radio Sports Studios. You know, Care Radio, KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison. Well, he's going to be bringing you halftime information and entertainment, and we're going to be back here in Pittsburgh, Kansas to bring you the second half, and it promises to be absolutely fantastic. Looking forward to bringing it to you. But right now, with the halftime score here in Pittsburgh, St. Mary's Colgan 13, Jefferson County North 8. Back we go to Joseph at the Care Sports Studios. It is halftime.
Good luck, JCN football, from your fans at the Barnett Family Funeral Home and Jefferson County Crematory. Care and service from the friends you know and trust. Congratulations, and go Chargers.
Angie Hughes, Farm Bureau Agency, is proud of the JCN Chargers football team. They know your operation keeps you busy year-round, and they know how important it is to have the right coverage in place. They can help you protect your farm, ranch, or signature stack burgers, or chicken strip basket, original, or honey barbecue sauced and tossed. Top it off with a classic DQ treat, like a hot day, dipped cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy, tastes good. staff here for local health care needs. With a 24/7 walk-in clinic and a variety of long-term care options, FW Houston is your premier health care choice in Jefferson County. Call 913-774-4340 to learn more.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us right here at Hot Country 93.7. This is Joseph Kerr with you this evening. Coming up tomorrow, we've got Benedictine Ravens basketball action for you as Peru State is coming to town. We will be joining the Ravens for basketball action tomorrow. It's Clark coming to town tomorrow. I was looking at the wrong thing right here. We've got Clark coming in tomorrow with the women's game scheduled for high noon. The men should be taken to the court sometime right around 2 p.m. Then, of course, we've got Sports Look. Sports Look is where Tom and Gus Kautz discuss the local, regional, and national sports scene. And depending upon who is coming out next weekend for state championships, Sports Look could be exceedingly interesting. Sports Look airs immediately following the 5 o'clock news report on Thursday nights, right around 5:15 or so. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look at the scores as I have them.
When you visit one of our 8 Union State Bank locations, you're bound to see familiar faces. That's because at USB, community is everything. We live, work, and play where you do, so you're seeing us at the Friday night football game, having lunch at the local cafe, and chasing our kids on the park playground. USB employees believe we are stronger with local ties and local financial decisions. That's why we hope you'll visit a Union State Bank location and find out why we love being a part of the community. NMLS number 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With 3 tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Muddy Road Coon Hunters PKC Hunt, first Saturday of each month. Meals served at each hunt. Call Terry Porter, 785-424-0915 for more information. Come on down for a doggone good time, supporting all JCN athletics and activities. Go Chargers!
Farm, home, auto, life, crop, and commercial. That's Taylor Insurance Services in Atchison, Oskaloosa, and Effingham. Locally owned and supporting all local schools, sports, and activities. Taylor Insurance Services. It's better to have it and not need it than to need it and not have it.
No matter where your home field is, Dyna Grow Seed is at home on any acre with a proven track record for consistent performance year after year. Dyna Grow Seed delivers innovative seed solutions to maximize your local acre. Purchase confidently, knowing you have a partner to connect your land with the right seed hybrids and varieties for your local conditions. Book your seed today at your local Nutrien Ag Solutions or visit DynaGrowSeed.com to learn more. Dyna Grow Seed, your home field advantage.
Well, I've got some scores to report on in the Nemaha Central-Sabetha game. Nemaha Central is leading Sabetha at the half, 17-7. Holton and Hayden are meeting up at Hayden. Hayden is leading 28-14. In the last report on the St. Thomas Aquinas Tonganoxie game, at the end of the first quarter, it was St. Thomas Aquinas 14, Tonganoxie 0. Axtell is leading Frankfurt 36-0 with 6 minutes left remaining in the half. And in this game, we've got St. Mary's Colgan leading JCN at the half 13-8. I'll be back in just a couple of moments to give a good look at that weather eye forecast.
With record-breaking enrollment, great new facilities, and top-notch activities, Kansas Wesleyan University is the place to be. Whether you want to study nursing, elementary education, criminal justice, or social work, our academic programs will open doors for your future, all while you participate in activities like music, theater, or athletics. Learn more about why KWU is the place to be by visiting kwu.edu. That's KWU.
Termites and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
Free State Electric Cooperative, serving 9 Northeast Kansas counties, supports local schools and athletics. Good luck, JCN football, on your run for the state title. Free State Electric Cooperative, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
At Amberwell, they understand that choosing the right Medicare plan can be overwhelming. Low monthly premiums are tempting, but remember, it's not always about the cost, it's about what's covered. You could get caught in a plan this year that doesn't truly meet your needs. That's why they encourage you to take advantage of Amberwell's Medicare Optimized service. It's free and provides you with a dedicated healthcare benefits navigator to assist you in selecting the plan best suited to your unique healthcare needs. Schedule your free Medicare Optimized service today by calling 913-367-2650.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Lows level off around 29 tonight under clear skies, southwesterly winds at around 5 miles an hour. Highs level off around 64 tomorrow. Bright sunshine expected. Lows dip down to about 37 tomorrow night. Overcast skies. Turning cooler Sunday and Monday with highs from the upper 40s to the mid 50s. Scattered showers possible both days. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr for Hot Country 93.7. Taking a look at the weather, we're reporting 42.1 degrees Fahrenheit. It feels like 42 out there with the winds negligible out of the west at 1 mile per hour. Relative humidity 54%, the dew point 26 degrees Fahrenheit, and the barometric pressure is holding steady at 30.11 inches of mercury. We'll be returning to Tom Kautz field side in just a couple of moments.
That wraps up the Amberwell Health Halftime Show. Amberwell Health, connecting our communities and our care with locations in Atchison, Horton, Troy, and Leavenworth. Stay tuned for second half coverage of your high school football game of the week right after these messages from our Care Radio Sports Boosters.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Modern Ag Services, Pioneer Seed in Winchester. Bill, Neil, Mitch, and Brett want to congratulate the Jefferson County North football team on your successes this fall. They'd also like to wish you good luck in your upcoming competition. Go Chargers!
Winchester Meat Processing in Winchester is more than just a meat processing facility. Contact them in Winchester, Kansas today to ask about their retail selection, as well as custom slaughtering and your general meat processing. Winchester Meat Processing in Winchester, Kansas. Proud to support local athletes.
We now return to the field for second half coverage of your high school football game of the week on CARE 93.7 and online at mscsports.net under the Listen Live tab.
Hey, good to be back with you here from Hutchison Field, which is typically the home of the Pittsburgh High School Purple Dragons. Beautiful field, and it is also the home field for St. Mary's Colgan Panthers. So it is a turf field. It's got shadowed numbers, the big logo in the center. Massive stands on both the north and the south sides of this east-west running field. Great capacity. And so it's a tremendously good venue. The lights are superb. Just a really, really good place to enjoy, and I suspect for these two teams out here to play football. And what a great football game they have played in the first half. 13-8. St. Mary's Colgan in front as we're approaching the beginning of the second half of this one. Colgan is out of the field. They're going through some calisthenics and some stretches and some pre-second half warm-up drills. JCN just now starting their sprints and getting warmed up. We're only a couple of minutes away from the beginning of the second half. The team that comes out in this third quarter and establishes themselves and comes out mentally prepared and comes out and puts together a good series in the first, you know, first couple of possessions of the second half, probably the team that's going to win this one here tonight, because certainly a 5-point advantage. If you're St. Mary's Cole and you're like, gosh, that is like not even one score lead. Okay. JCM would not even need a PAT to take a lead. So that said, it is a tenuous advantage at very best. And for JCN, they played very well and continued to play better as the first half unfolded. And so, your Coach Schneider, you got to be telling your guys in that locker room, said, look, guys, you got behind a little bit early. You shook it off. You moved it downfield. You put points on the board. You hit the 2-point conversion. You are playing better. You're getting settled in. You got the game legs under you. You got some momentum behind you. Now, you come out in the second half. And you finish the job. So that's certainly what they're being told. Of course, on the other side, St. Mary's Colgan's saying, you know what, guys, you jumped out to a 2-touchdown lead. Let them back in. Go back out there and shut that door. So this second half is going to be absolutely fantastic. We are excited to be here and excited to be sharing it with you. And we're going to be thrilled to be back up in the Nolan Gymnasium tomorrow as well. College basketball will take center stage for us is at 12 noon. And it's a little early start because the opponents coming from a great, great distance. Clark will be in town out of Dubuque, Iowa. So 12 noon for the ladies game and a 2:00 tip off for the guys. Benedictine in conference basketball action tomorrow on Care Radio. So here we go. JCN. See, and this is one of the things Gus talks about all the time, you know, that opportunity to go back-to-back. Well, JCN had won the flip of the coin at the onset of the ballgame, had elected to defer to the second half. And with that, Chargers are going to have the ball to begin the second half. Here we go. Chargers. Return men will settle in at the 15-yard line. For St. Mary's Colgan, Joseph Lomshek is going to be set to put a toe to the ball. There's the advance, and there's the kick. And it is angling, and it is being allowed to roll, and it's going to go out of bounds across the way. So as a penalty marker is thrown in the air, it's just a formality. That ball is rolled clear over on the track over there, and it's going to be a penalty assessed. And JCN is going to come out of this with really good field position. It'll be first and 10 for the Chargers to begin things here in the second half. Happy to have you along with us here on Care Radio High School Football. In the semifinals of the state football tournament, the winner moving on to Fort Hays State in the title game just a weekend from now. Officials taking a lot of time as they're switching out the football from the kickoff football to the regular game play football. It's going to be nosed up to their own 30-yard line at JCN. We'll send receivers to the right side, the short side of the field, all the way over near the edge. And in the first play of the second half, the handoff is going to go to Ethan Noel, and he is going to have the pegs taken out from beneath him in the backfield. So Colgan comes out, drops Ethan for the loss of about 4 on that first down play. The tackle by Tucker Harrell. And this is where a guy comes up and shows that team leadership. Okay, Harrell not only the quarterback on the offense, but plays out of the secondary. He's a safety. Okay, came on that little bit of a safety blitz. They saw something that they knew or understood or at least thought that they knew. He got back there in a hurry, tackle for a loss, and it's going to bring up a second down, and it does in JCN at their own 33-yard line. 2 to the left end, 2 to the right, wingman to the right side, quarterback is back, looks right, throws right, drills it into the ground, and it's very short and incomplete. And again, pressure coming through in the middle from Colgan. Ethan Hoagland, big D lineman, getting back there in a real hurry, rushed that throw a little bit, and for JCN, they have used 43 seconds. The clock has stopped, and they're in danger of going 3 and out and taking less than a minute off the clock in the third quarter. Chargers are going to go wide to the left side. They got Ethan Nolan, Connor Kearns over here. Quarterback sack. His lob went down the field, down the right side, and it's going to be incomplete. Out of the reach of Will Eli. Chargers will, in fact, take 48 seconds. Off the clock in the initial possession of the second half. Go 3 and out. And St. Mary's Colgan has the early momentum in the third quarter. Colgan's kick return duo is going to be back at their own 35-yard line. For JCN, Will Elias will stand at his own 20 to kick it away. Hogan should come out of this with pretty good field position. The Chargers ended up going three downs, losing 2 yards. Snap back, perfect, waist high. The kick is high. Not real deep, but very, very coverable. It's going to take a little JC bounce, and now it bounces off of a Colvin player. And JCN is covered up, and the Chargers get the first break, the first big takeaway, the first big turnover, the momentum changer that they were looking for. It'll be first and 10, Jeff North at the 36-yard line of St. Mary's Colgan. The kick was high. That thing was, I mean, the lights are on high standards, and it was almost out of the lights. You had to look way up to find the ball. It came down about the 40-yard line, and an up man. You see it happen all the time. The return men are 20 yards deeper. An up man has that thing kick off him, and the JCN kick coverage guys coming down the field saw what happened. Two of them dove in the ball. Charger football first and 10 at the 36-yard line. Now they're deep in Colgan territory. Hand off right side. Here goes Connor Kearns. He will angle to the right, picking up about 5. This is the JCN bread and butter game. It's what they did in the first part of the game, and successfully were able to move the ball and drive it downfield. And now they will give them 4, make it a second down, 6 at the 32. Chargers slowing it down a little bit. Going to go back to that JCN football that has allowed them to be so successful. Undefeated comp. Motion will come to the left side. Quarterback's going to fake to the sweep man, keep it himself. Cut to the left, get inside the 30, down to the 29, 28-yard line. Grady Knoll just follows his big lead block. They're going to put him at the 28-yard line, and it will bring up a 3rd down and 2. And here's where the Chargers just shine. They've got that big offensive line. Those big guys up front. Look at Zachary Toole, Elijah Herman, Abraham Knoll. Going tackle to tackle across the front. Coming out of the ball game is going to be Will Elias, as the Chargers are going to take out a receiver, bring in an extra blocker. QB will take it, follows his block, look at him go, 30, 25, 20, 19-yard line, Grady Knoll, JCN moves the ball straight down the middle of the field, and they're going to advance the 6, first and 10 Chargers. Jeff North, that time, had changed the alignment, brought in a second running back, provided that lead block, kind of like when Colgan went to the I formation earlier. They're going to run the same play to the other side this time, and Grady will make his way down near the 15. 9:20 to go in the third quarter. It is 13-8. St. Mary's Colgan in front for the Chargers moving the football. JCN is going to switch up, and Andrew Baker was in on that last play. They're going to rotate him out and back into the lineup. Now you're going to have Calvin Manville. Calvin, he'll go slot left. Wide to the left side is Will Elias. Quarterback Grady Knoll, Ethan to the backfield with him. Motion will go over to the left side. They'll overload the left side, and that's the way the quarterback's going to run. Again, will just tuck the ball, puts his head down, runs off tackle. Didn't kind of sweep to the outside. Didn't get to the edge and look to turn it up. He found a little daylight, something that he liked, and so turns it upfield, and now he leaves his team with a 3rd down 3 at the 13-yard line. And you just know right now. I'm just going to tell you right now. This is 4 down territory. JCN's not thinking punts. They're not thinking field goal. They don't kick extra points. They're not thinking any of that. They're thinking we're driving this ball downfield. 3rd down 3 at the 13. Again, wind to the right side. There goes Connor Kearns. Slot to the right side is Cameron Siever. Quarterback will run to the right side. Gets behind the wide route. He'll drive inside the 10. He's down to the 9-yard line. It looks like he's got the 1st down. The officials look down, look across, and say, move those sticks. 1st and goal, Jeff North. You can hear the Charger fans in the background. Again, we're on the near side. Really quiet right now on the Panther sideline, right in front of us. But across the way, that's where that throng of JCN fans is making some racket. 1st and goal, Chargers. At the 9. This time the handoff, it goes Ethan. He'll put his head down, cut into the middle, and get down to around the 5. Before ultimately his progress is stopped and he's thrown back. Actually, goes to the ground back at the 10-yard line where they had stopped him and shoved him back. And they will say his forward progress is looking down here to see where they're going to spot that. It's kind of hard to see. It's right in the middle of the field, and I'm going to call it the 7. So give him a couple of yards. And quickly, JCN runs out over the ball. It is 2nd and goal, 7 yards out. They'll bring a tight end over to the right side. Everybody's in tight. No receivers out. Handoff, right side. Tustin in the middle. Into the 5. Into the 4-yard line. It's going to be Connor Kearns. Kearns getting behind Abraham Noel. And they're going to say not the 4. They're going to give him only the 5-yard line. Now, here's a huge call for JCN. 3rd and goal at the 5. You hate to see yourself getting that 4th down. You don't want to have to come up with some kind of a heroic play. Okay, JCN runs a guy off the field, and the official throws a flag. Now I'm going to count 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. They got 10 out there. So I think the official said, oh, if you ran a guy off the field, you must have had too many in the huddle. And that's going to be the call. Illegal participation against JCN, and that is going to make it more difficult. Somehow the Chargers had brought an extra guy into the huddle. 1, 2, 3. I still only see 10 guys out there, so I can't imagine that there were 11 or were 12 in the huddle. In fact, they were getting ready to snap the ball with 10, and now Coach Snyder's going out on the field saying, count the helmets out here, because I'm coming up, I still come up with 10. And now the official's standing there, and he's counting them. He's spreading them out. He's saying, guys, line up. I want to see who all's out here. And now we're going to get the official coming over. He's walking over to the nearest sideline, and he's going to have a word with head coach Sean Seamatter. And I think he's going to say, Coach, I saw the guy run off the field, and I made the assumption that he was a 12th player. But when you get counting, it was the 11th player who thought, I'm sure he thought he was the 12th guy, but he was the 11th guy. He ran off the field, and JCN was, in fact, getting ready to snap that ball with 10 men. And now they're picking up the flag and waving it off. How about that? It was a very logical assumption for the official to make. You see a guy come out of the huddle and run to the sideline and the team going up and snap the ball? No team wants to snap the ball with 10 out there. And so an error by the official that he corrected. Great job by Coach Snyder to run out and say, stop, look out there, how many, count them. So JC is back down to the 5-yard line. It's 3rd down and goal from there. The snap back. QB takes it. Goes left side. He's going to be short of the goal line down to the 2. So now the Chargers with a huge play. It is going to be 4th and goal. 2 yards away. Deep, deep in St. Mary's Colgan territory. Colgan players, they're summoning up their crowd. Now you hear them getting on their feet on the Panther side. JCN crowd, make it some racket. You can hear these fans all the way to Lucene from here. And over the football come the Chargers. JCN quarterback Grady Noel, running back to his left, will keep it, cuts in the middle, he's going to lean and twist, they say he stopped, touchdown Chargers! St. Mary's Colgan thought they'd held him, the JCN players throw their arms in the air, the line judge on the far side does the same, and Jefferson County North has taken a lead. JCN with a tremendous effort by Grady Noel, goes into the end zone from 2 yards out, with 5:43 to play in the 3rd quarter. And now the PAT coming up. Wide to the right side, Calvin Manville. 2 players in a slot. Motion right. Overload the right side. QB rolls. He throws into the corner of the end zone. It is no good. And we got a timeout on the field. Chargers have taken a lead with 5:43 to go in the 3rd quarter. Jefferson County North 14. Undefeated St. Mary's Colgan 13.
Hi, this is Dr. Carrie Cowan with Atchison Animal Clinic. Atchison Animal Clinic has been committed to providing veterinary services to Atchison and the surrounding areas for over 75 years, and our commitment has never been stronger. Offering same-day sick appointments and happily accepting new clients, we pride ourselves on being ready and available to service your veterinary needs when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
I'll tell you what, if you like great high school football, this, absolutely, Hutchinson Field, Pittsburgh, Kansas, this is where you want to be tonight. And there is a long way to go. 5 minutes and 43 seconds to play in the third quarter. We talk about possessions. This is a possession kind of a counter, okay? And talk about how many chances do you get. You can't waste any. We're at 5:43 to go in the third quarter. Timmy Cogan hasn't taken a snap yet in the second half. They'll get to chance here. The kick is away, take it to the 15-yard line, and they'll go to the reverse. Over to the left it goes, to the 20, hit to the 25, jumped out of bounds just shy of the 30. It'll be first and 10 for St. Mary's Colgan. 5:36 to go in the third quarter. St. Mary's Colgan coming out. They're walking out very solemnly, very quietly. And you would suspect that means a very businesslike attitude. And they're led by senior quarterback Tucker Harrell. Harrell is going to go wide to the right side with Jack Schrimmer. He's thrown for him several times, overthrown him every time, but he is going to make that connection. QB will right. He's going to be hit, spun to the ground, goes Clayton Adamson at the 30, maybe a half a yard. We will call it a second and nine. JCN right now is a team with the momentum. They've got some enthusiasm. They are pumped up and they are feeling good right now, leading by a point. But it is just one. Running back to the right side of quarterback Harrell. QB rolls right, throws right. It is batted away. Now Jeff North has seen that play about enough times. Again, looking to the right side for Jack Schrimmer. Over up on the numbers around the 40-yard line. The coverage deep for JCN was by Connor Kearns. But then Grady Knowles saw what was developing, didn't chase the quarterback, didn't go after the receiver, put himself between the quarterback and the receiver, reached out with the left hand and slapped that ball away on the fly, knocks it to the ground, and it's incomplete. Third down, nine. Huge call for Colgan. Third and nine at their own 31. Again, the quarterback, Harrell, back to throw. Fires one, downfield, and it is incomplete. Double coverage. Just beyond the first down stick, and it will be JCN putting its punt return unit out of the field. You talk about times of possession. How about this? 4:58 to go. That possession, 45 seconds. 45-second possession by Colgan. Here's the punt. That's a nice one. Spinning, twisting, fielded at the 33, and the tackle is going to be made immediately back at the 33-yard line on Connor Kearns. That kick was high. It was outstanding. And Jefferson County North is going to get his offense back out on the field. So St. Mary's Colgan has had the ball in the second half for 45 seconds. And JCN is going to be out at his own 32-yard line, first and 10, with a 14-13 lead. But still, 4:44 to go in the third quarter. Here we go. Chargers going to take their time. They're going to get patient. They're going to go all the way back to their own 20-yard line, huddle this thing up. And now they're going to send two receivers to the left side, slot to the left, running back to the left of Grady Knoll. Grady takes a snap, hands off Ethan. He'll get to the edge, puts his head down, 35, 37, 38-yard line. That's going to be a gain of about a half a dozen for Ethan Knoll and for the Chargers. This is the recipe. Run the football, keep moving the chains, keep moving the clock, and add to this 1 point, very slim, very, very slim, 14-13 lead. Chargers are going to go Cameron Seaver to the left side. Slot to the left is going to be Connor Kearns. Again, they'll go wing left side with Calvin. And this time the quarterback will keep it himself. Cuts into the middle. Tries to dark inside. Needed about four. Picks up a couple of them. He's up to the 40-yard line. Chargers will have a third down and two at their own 40-yard line. But again, going to take another 30, 40 seconds off this time clock. Beautiful crescent moon setting from where we're standing. It's right between the goalposts on the west side. Crowd not looking at the moon. Crowd looking at out of the field where we're seeing. I would hazard a guess. Okay, I'm telling you, we're seeing the best semifinal game that is being played across the state of Kansas tonight. Third down two. Hand off, big running back. Head down. And a great second effort by Ethan. Picks up the first down of the 45-yard line. Still pushing. 46, 47-yard line. Ethan Knowles hit along the line of scrimmage. He would not stop. Just kept pushing. Just kept driving. Needed two. Give him six. First and ten, Jeff North. JCN again will advance the chains. Getting more downs, taking away more time, leading by one with 3 minutes now to go in the third quarter. For JCN, Cameron Seaver, Connor Kearns, Dwight, and this is the set that they're going with now. They'll switch the wing to the right side, hand off again to Ethan. Grady Knowles has been the workhorse through the first, you know, 5/8 of the game, first half and halfway through the third quarter. And suddenly now we're seeing Ethan, who, while he's been out there working hard and blocking, he will probably be the more fresh-legged runner right now, and they're taking advantage of him. Ethan, big and strong and fast. And I'm going to tell you, with a full head of steam, I'm not going to be the one of the guy that gets in front of him because he is going to be a load to stop. You can watch him walking briskly to the line of scrimmage on the second down seven. Chargers just a yard short of midfield now. Quarterback's back. Beebe over to the near side. Nearly picked off. I don't know where that was going, who that was supposed to go to. There was no receiver within 7 yards, and diving for the ball was St. Mary's Colgan's Jack Schremer, but it goes incomplete. That thing was just drilled into the ground. Had to have gotten away from Grady and a big break for JCN. However, throwing the ball, and if you throw it unsuccessfully, nothing but bad things. Clock stops. 2:03 to go in the half. Gain no yardage. It's third down eight. If you pick up three or four, it's third down three or four. Now it's third down eight, and this is a tough call. Chargers at the 49-yard line. Snap back. QB looking left. Looking left. Being chased out of the pocket. Gonna run. 50, 45. Picks up the first down with a half a yard to spare. What a play by Grady. No, there was nowhere to go. So he just hooked it to the left side. By the time the right corner was able to come up, and by the time Kyson Bennett was able to make the tackle for the Panthers, he looks like he's at the first down. Now the official's going to bring the chains in. And I'm looking at from where I'm standing here, and I got players on the near sideline in front of me. Oh, this is going to be so close. But he's got it. I think he's got it. Here they come in. The ball is just, the stripe is at the 44. So when they stretch this thing out, it should be enough. And the official's on the ground. Colgan says he's short. The official comes up. Yeah, it's like a half a link short. Remember when I said the last time it was like the hands were held up in the air and it's inside the eyes? It's now across the bridge of the nose. I mean, it is a fraction of an inch short. What a tough spot. And for JCN, they're going to keep the offense out of the field. You want to keep this drive going. With a minute 40 to go in the third quarter. Risky business at the 44-yard line. But JCN with zero hesitation. The question, how do you do it? Do you just do that brotherly shove on Grady Knoll? Do you try to give it to Ethan, let him use that strength? She tried to boot to the outside and trick everybody. Let's see. Snaps back. Quarterback keeps it. Hands on the ball's loose. It's on the ground. It broke out of the hands of the ball carrier. JCN covers it up, but you cannot fumble forward. If you fumble forward, doesn't the ball carrier have to pick it up? That ball flew out of the hands of Connor Kearns. It was picked up downfield by a lineman, and they're going to say, move the sticks down to the 39-yard line. That was a 5-yard pickup. It was going to be a first down had it been called down at the point of tackle. But then he fumbles forward and down to the 39-yard line. JCN. First and 10. Clock rolling at a minute 15 to go in the third quarter. Here comes the Charger offense. Now a little conversation between Willie Lias and Grady Noel. Kearns will go wide to the right side. Quarterback takes, looks away. Snap is back. He has to go back and pick it up. Now he's going to fall forward. What a mess by JCN. The quarterback, Grady Noel, was distracted. He looked to the side. The snap came back. It shot over his shoulder. And now we've got penalty markers down along the line of scrimmage. Such a mess with that play. Jefferson County North, extremely fortunate to have just gotten back on that ball and maintained possession. And now the officials are over there. They're talking to Coach Schneider. Let's see what is transpiring over there and what is going to be the outcome with 53 seconds to go in the third quarter. If the ball is spotted back where Grady covered it up, it's going to be back around the 46-yard line, which would make a loss of 5, 10, 15 yards and break a second and 25. But now, why is there a marker at the line of scrimmage? Coach Schneider emphatically talking to the official. Referee's going to come over and we'll see what his explanation is as he looks our way. We have no audio, but we're going to listen and watch. Illegal motion, JCN, is going to be declined, and it's going to bring up a second down. So the motion is probably what distracted Grady and had him look away from the snap. And again, that thing was a rocket. Shot right by him, right past his ear. So for the Chargers, the loss of the down, the loss of 15, and Jeff North is now looking at a second and 25 back at their own 46-yard line. 45, 44, 43 seconds and rolling along here. And the late going of the third quarter. Chargers in front, 14-13. A big drive for them. Can they keep it moving? Noel is back. Throws right. Downfield. Got a receiver. And had it and knocked away at the 30-yard line. And there's the penalty marker. At the first down stick, 25 yards down from the line of scrimmage, and right in front of the JCN bench, the pass looked like it was spot on. And now we've got the player against whom the pass interference is going to be called. He's bouncing, and one of his teammates pulls him away from the official, and he doesn't want a second penalty to be bestowed. And the official's going to walk out, and this is a huge break for JCN. Pass interference, St. Mary's Colgan. To the chagrin of the Panther fans here on the near sideline. Now for JCN, it's not going to be the yardage that's such a big deal. I mean, 15 yards, that's a big deal, but it's less than that. It is a matter of the first down. Remember, it was second and 25. That pass was incomplete with no pass interference. It's now third and 25. We'll wipe that away. That's going to go move it downfield. And is that not an automatic first down? We're waiting. There it is. First and 10. JCN as they moved the down box down the far side. So it's first and 10 at the Panther 32. So the Chargers pick up 15 yards to get the first down. And now the official, the line judge on the far side, runs in waving his hands. And they're going to stop play again as this officiating crew, maybe in a little moment of confusion, I think mainly in a game this big between teams this good, the bottom line, you just want to get the call right. They've done that before tonight, and they got the call right when they felt like there were too many in the huddle, and there were not. They fixed it, and they got it right, and that's the plan. So now all of the officials are in the middle of the field, standing around the football. Like the football's a campfire, and everybody's brought the marshmallows out, you know, on a stick. Well, they're all huddled around that football. And now again, the referee is walking over to the far sideline, and from where I am and where we are here atop the stands, the far sideline is the JCN or the visitors, the south sideline. And he's talking it over with coach. Now he's talking it over with the guys running the box over there, the down marker. And let's see where they're setting this thing. They're going to bring it back to, I don't know, they're moving the 10-yard chains. Now the official's literally over there putting the pin in the ground himself. to establish where it's going to go. And they're going to say here, they're back to, it is not an automatic first down. A 15-yard penalty assessed is going to take it back beyond that original line of scrimmage, but not enough for the first down. So the penalty will be assessed, and it will be, again, second down and now 8 for Jeff North at the 47-yard line. So, again, what they're saying here is it's not an automatic first down on that pass interference, as in the 15 yards was not enough to reach that first down distance. So they will assess the penalty, spot the ball down 15 yards from the line of scrimmage, which moves it down to the 37-yard line in Panther territory. And Jefferson County North is going to be looking now at a second down and 8. And now the officials are huddling up again over the football. And I think there's some conversation. I, again, thought that was an automatic first down, but now the official's walking over to the near side. The referee's going to talk to head coach Sean Seamatter for St. Mary's Colgan. And I would have thought that it is, again, I thought that that was an automatic first down, but they are now looking across the field. Coach Seamatter is pleading his case. And the official's taking a lot of time. But again, what you want to do, okay, you want it right. Just got to get it right. And now they're going to mark it back four yards back. Now the official's moving it 2 yards the other way. Oh, my goodness. Everybody is so confused. They moved the ball back to the 42, and now they brought it back 3 yards to the 39. Earlier it was down at the 37. And we'll wait and see. The officials are talking now to Coach Snyder. And I think they're just going to say, all right, we've killed enough time here. It is going to be put down at the 39. J.C. is going to be looking at second and 10. So right at the 10-yard mark. Second down, 10 at the 39. And it looks like we're going to play now. 15-yard penalty assessed. Quarterback's going to keep it. Little fake. Now he's going to stagger to the left side. Trip. The ball pops loose. More penalty markers down. Coleman comes up with a loose football that was dropped by Grady. But again, a marker. And I expect it's going to be a holding that's going to be declined. And Colgan is going to get this thing back. That long delay. See, and nobody comes out feeling right. Nobody comes out warmed up. The delays, the interminable delays have impacted this game. And here is the call. Holding, Chargers, declined, Colgan football. There you go. So after all that time burned, assessing and reassessing and moving the ball and removing the football, J.C. on the first play turns it back over. And with 17 seconds to go in the third quarter, St. Mary's Colgan breathes new life and has averted what might for them have been a catastrophic JCN score, because the Chargers were, in fact, moving the ball. Multiple errors by teams that had committed very few. Multiple errors, one after another in that last sequence. And here's going to be the quarterback keeping it. Come to the right side for Colgan. Cuts back into the field of play. Backs his way forward. Picks up 8, and that's the end of the third quarter. Fourth quarter coming up in Pittsburgh, Kansas. We have the best finish in the state of Kansas tonight coming up for you. Stay with us for that. But right now, after 3, it is Jefferson County North 14, St. Mary's Colgan 13.
Hey, gals. It's time to freshen up your holiday wardrobe. We have lots to choose from and would be glad to help you put something together. And guys, we know you're listening. It's not too early to start your holiday shopping. Gift certificates always fit. We would like to wish the JCN Chargers good luck tonight. We're so proud of your success. We'll be closed the day before Thanksgiving, but join us the day after for Festive Friday and Small Business Saturday. Check out our Facebook page for details. Gals of Grace isn't fun without you.
About this game, it's got to be exhausting for these players, because here we are going on 2 hours old and we are just now going to the fourth quarter here in Pittsburgh, Kansas. And glad to have you with us. Glad to be sharing what has been an absolutely fantastic high school football. football game. So here we go. First and 10. And by the way, the official ruling, and the officials got it right, only high school fouls that result in an automatic first down for offense are roughing fouls, roughing the passer, roughing the kicker, holder, something like that. Fouls like defensive pass interference or any other personal foul do not bring an automatic first down under high school rules. So there you go. The officials, again, took a little time, but they got it right. Here we go, second down and a pair. Colgan with the football. They'll cut into the middle, spin around, and I think got the first down. Needed two. Got just about that. And the officials are going to walk up. This is kind of the hard part of the field to establish a line because as a result of the logo, the big purple P out there for Pittsburgh, the Purple Dragons. So there are no lines across the middle of the logo. So when the ball gets placed in that huge field of purple turf, it's kind of hard to assess where the ball is at. Here we go. First down call. QB is going to boot to the right side. Gets hit. And going to be dropped at the 49-yard line. Give him four. And now, I think that's the quarterback who is a little slow to come to his feet. He was tackled very solidly. And Tucker Harrell climbs to his feet. Tough, tough young man. Shakes it off, goes back into the offensive huddle. 11-11 to go in the ball game. It is a second down, six for St. Mary's Colgan. Colgan is going to bring out a couple of receivers, switch out a couple of players. They're going to take a bunch of time. And matter of fact, they're going to take so much time that Coach C. Matter says, I want a timeout. This is a crucial moment in the ball game. We're going to take a break with 10:54 to play in tonight's high school contest. It is state tournament football. Jeff North, 14. St. Mary's Colgan, 13.
Hi, I'm Laura Weiser from Exchange Bank. In today's world of technology, online banks are popping up everywhere, promising better, more convenient banking. But there's still no better way to bank than with people you know and trust. Exchange Bank provides internet and mobile banking, but we're also here offering personal, face-to-face service you just don't get with online banks. Come see us. We're here for you.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
We are in Pittsburgh, Kansas, at Hutchison Field, a field that's utilized by the Purple Dragons of Pittsburgh High School. Gorgeous, gorgeous turf field, huge stands, and they are full. On the near side, fans dressed in the blue of St. Mary's Colgan. On the far side, fans dressed in green of Jefferson County North. First play. After the timeout, straight ahead running, picking up the first down across midfield and down inside the 45-yard line. A 7-yard churn downfield by Clayton Adamson. First and 10, Colgan. Here they are, back up over the football for JCN. They're going to want to stop them. You want to stop them out here near midfield. Don't want to let them get down inside the 10. This is a one-point game. Snap back. QB goes left. Has his man, and it's going to be incomplete. Thrown too hard and through the hands of Adamson, unable to hold on. He would have been tackled instantly, but would have had 6 or 7 or 8 yards on that catch. And will stop the clock with 10:33 to go, second and 10. We've seen St. Mary Colgan throw the ball more than we've seen JC. And although for the Chargers, the few times they've thrown have been successful, including the two-point conversion, which ultimately, right now, is the difference in this game. It is second down 10. Again, back to throw. Deep, deep drop. Setting up the screen, and it's going to be dropped. We've seen that screen before. You knew it was backpedaling and backpedaling with quarterback Tucker Harrell. It was really pretty apparent what was going on. And again, he put too much on the pass. Clayton Adamson could not hold on, and now it is third and 10. A question that may be a little premature, but has to be lurking in the back of your mind. For St. Mary's Colgan, is this four-down territory? at the Charger 44. Third down and 10, though, right now. We'll see what they do on this play. Quarterback is back. Deep drop. Rolls right. Throws left. Pass over the middle. Intercepted by the Chargers at the 20. Up the middle of the 30. 5:45. Near the 50-yard line. With the INT in the return is Connor Kearns. And JCN's defense bit. It held. It's taking the football back. And the Chargers whip the ball with the lead. And 10:22 to play. Connor Kearns, he was in perfect position. And he showed those hands. I talked a moment ago about JCN hasn't thrown the ball much when they did it successful on that two-point conversion. Well, it was Connor Kearns that caught that pass. Now Connor Kearns back in the defensive secondary, steps in front of the pass, makes that interception, and a tremendous return through a lot of players, gets it up to the 49-yard line. It is first and 10. Jeff North. Chargers up by a single point, 14-13. Just short of the midfield mark. Motion left, the ball on the left hash mark. They'll hand it over to Ethan. He will just power run, 50, 45. Just keeps moving that thing forward, down to the 42, maybe even the 41-yard line. I thought he was going to get about 5. He just kept going. He's close to the first down. Where are they going to spot it? Right on the 41. And that should be enough. We've had the chains come in a couple of times, and JCN was inches short. Now we're going to look across the field. Is he going to bring him in a third time tonight? We haven't seen 3 times on the field all year. And I think, are they going to? Yeah, we're going to get the chains brought in for the third time in this game tonight. It goes back to what we've been talking about all evening, though. The officiating crew, say what you will, they're taking their time. They're getting it right. They're making certain. Is it a first down? We're going to make sure that they've got it. If they've got it, give it to them. If they don't, it's going to be second down and literally an inch or two. A couple of plays. And again, this time it's going to be, you know, the hands are up. It's like ears to ear wide. So you got about that much distance. Second down and very short for JCN. But again, on critical calls, the officials have taken the time to look at it, to get it right. And again, if you're a coach, that's really what you want. That's all you want. That's all you need. Just guys get it the way it's supposed to be. 10:02 to go in the game. Here comes JCN on the second and inches at the 41-yard line. Now in St. Mary's territory. Receiver to the right side. Everybody else in tight. They'll shift the tight end over to the wing to the right. Quarterback's going to keep it himself. He will go into the middle. He'll pick up the first down, pick up about 3 extra, goes across the 40, down to around the 37-yard line. Chargers moving the football, now moving the chains, and very importantly, moving the clock. They will stop it only briefly to reset the boxes, and it's at the third. They're going to mark him at the 38-yard line, and it's rolling again at 9:50 to play. Grady Newell over to the far side, gets the call, brings it in. Charger fans all on their feet across the way. Nobody's sitting down. It is second down 10, and we're going to get a timeout. Coach Snyder says, okay, I just not satisfied, don't like it, going to take a timeout. Joseph, let's do it. Taking a break at 9:35 to go in the game in Pittsburgh. Chargers 14, St. Mary's Colgan 13.
Atchison Auto Parts is your locally owned and operated independent Napa dealer with a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry. They provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right parts, whether it's for your passenger vehicle or your heavy duty parts for the big trucks. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Your only source for local daily news, along with weather, sports, and the best mix of hit country. This is KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison.
Coming up on the timeout, it is Jefferson County North football, first and 10. Here come the Chargers. JCN at the 38-yard line. Quarterback will fake the handoff, keep it himself, and again, just push forward, ride the wave. Follow that big offensive line forward. Pick up 4, maybe 5 yards, moves the ball inside the 35-yard line, and again, as the Chargers have done all night, you burn some time off the clock. We're going to be down now at 9:20 and rolling. We're going to be well under 9 minutes to play when the second down and 7 call gets made. Now, JC is not really stretching it out. They're not waiting for the back judge to start counting it down, but they're being patient. They're taking their time. Abraham Knoll is in. Here's a handoff, Ethan. He will bust into the middle, take it down to the 30, give him 5. It is now 3rd down and 2. That's right, 3rd down and manageable. Congratulations to head coach Bill Arnold and Heaton Wildcats as they got by their foe from the Big 7 for all these many, many, many years. Hayden defeats Holton tonight 42-14. So, again, I'm sure this is going to be one of the best finishes in the state. This is going to be maybe one of the latest finishes in the state. And if you're just tuning into this broadcast, we hope you enjoy it. What a finish we've got. It is a 3rd down and 2 call, 3rd down 3 call. Hand off into the left side of the line, and there's not much room. Connor Kearns, he's not going to get it. So for Jefferson County North, it is going to be another big 4th down call as we're now inside 8 minutes to play. Now, football, 8 minutes can be a very, very long time. Each team has still 2 timeouts remaining. Jefferson County North quarterback Grady Knoll is over on the far sideline, talking it over with head coach Jeff Schneider. And out he comes for the play. Chargers obviously going to leave the offense out there. The 30-yard line, deep in St. Mary's territory. This is the only thing they can do. It is 4th down and a couple. Now JCN's going to take a timeout. They were probably looking at the defensive alignment, wanting to see what was going on with them, and we're going to take a break. Timeout, Joseph, 7:29 to go in the game. Chargers 14, St. Mary's Colgan 13.
It's always great food, great drinks, and great times at the Elevator Bar and Grill in Valley Falls, featuring daily specials, including smothered beef tips on Friday and turkey sliders on Saturday. Follow the Elevator on Facebook to keep up with their food and drink specials. Open until midnight on Friday and Saturday. And remember, at the Elevator, there's always time for just one more.
Sports action continues on Care Radio tomorrow at 12 noon. Benedictine College basketball from the Northern Gymnasium, Heart of America Athletic Conference play. It'll be Clark coming to town. Ladies game at 12 o'clock and the guys game at 2. Come on up to the gym, take in the games, listen to us here on Care Radio. Happy to be bringing you all those broadcasts. So Jefferson County North utilizing their 2nd timeout of the second half. They've got 1 left. It is a 4th down and it's a full 2. 4th down and 2 at the St. Mary's Colgan 30-yard line. JCN with the receiver way over to the left side. They're going to shift a blocker to the left. Quarterback's back. Little jump pass. And is it caught? Is it intercepted? Is it complete? They're all falling to the ground. All of them holding on to the ball. The officials are going over. JCN thinks he made the catch. The receiver, defender, I think both came down with the ball. The JCN players are bouncing around. And the officials over there say, it's a catch, and it's a Charger 1st down just inside the 28-yard line. It was a little jump pass thrown by Grady Knoll. And I would be lying to you if I told you who caught that ball. I think it was Willie Elias. In a mass of humanity, he just leaped in the air. He, Grady Knoll, leaped in the air and just kind of tossed that ball, just kind of threw it at him. Not passed it, threw the ball. And it's 1st and 10, JCN, just inside the 28-yard line. Chargers again. Keep the drive alive. Keep eating up time. The handoff this time is going to go to Ethan. He will run into a mass of humanity. Now bounce to the outside. Stretch it to the sideline, but have the wisdom to stay in bounds. Picks up a couple of yards down to around the 25. Inside 7 minutes to play. The time in the game when each time you take a glance at the score clock, another minute has disappeared. Chargers bring the play in from the far side, leading it by one. Now, at the 26-yard line of undefeated number one of the state, St. Mary's Colgan. Chargers out over the ball. Very wide, wide to the near side, Connor Kearns. He's had some huge plays today. The snap is back. Noel will take it to the left side, and Grady will again get to the tackle, plant the foot, and turn up, keeping it in play, right in the way for whatever it'll get him, and he is going to be now at the 22-yard line. It is a third down, long four. Third down, four, JC into the 22. They got to get it down to the 18. Now we're inside 6 minutes to play. Chargers huddling it up back at the 35-yard line. Now jog up over the football. Sprinting. The one sprinting is coming wide to the near side, Connor Kearns. QB's back. Grady looking. Goes right. Caught in the backfield of the 25. Down to the 20. Leaning near the 18-yard line. Cameron Seaver. I think it's his worst catch of the game. Cameron coming up with a big catch in the backfield. That was almost a lateral. They got him way out on the right side, just beyond the midfield hashes and out toward the numbers, and he makes the catch, runs forward. By the time his defender, who is playing off him 6 or 7 yards, can get there, he's got enough inertia, enough momentum to drive it downfield. And now, short of the first down, it is a fourth and one, JC, and they are around the 19-yard line, just inside maybe the 19. It's short yard. And now we're inside 5 minutes to play. And here's a timeout. Who's taking this one? And it's going to go against JCN of the Chargers. Will use their final timeout of the game. Take it a break, Joseph. 5 minutes to go. It's Jeff North, 18, St. Mary's Colgan. Or Jeff North, 14, St. Mary's Colgan, 13.
Winchester Meat Processing in Winchester is more than just a meat processing facility. Contact them in Winchester, Kansas today to ask about their retail selection, as well as custom slaughtering and your general meat processing. Winchester Meat Processing in Winchester, Kansas. Proud to support local athletes.
Good luck, JCN football. From your fans at the Barnett Family Funeral Home and Jefferson County Crematory. Care and service from the friends you know and trust. Congratulations, and go Chargers.
Coming back with some cowbell here to Hutchinson Field in Pittsburgh, Kansas. JCN utilizing its final timeout of the ball game with 5 minutes to play. Comes out over the football. It is a fourth down one. Big play for the Chargers, lead by one. Quarterback's going to take it. He'll drive to the right side. Lean, twist, push, shove. He is going to be really, really close. It's not like he blew through the first down marker, but the spot is pretty close. And now everybody, both sides, staring, looking at the down box. The officials on the sides looking. Now the referee is looking. And is he going to bring the chains in? Here we come, fourth time tonight. Now the first three times he brought the chains in, they've been short for JCN. The first two times, 3-4 inches. The third time, probably 6-8 inches. Let's see, as the fourth time the chains come into the game tonight, see if they are still going to be short for JCN. Officials going to put the pin down at the 25-yard line. The ball is near the 18. They stretch it out. They kneel over the football. They look at it, and it is Chargers first down. For the first time, and when the chains come out, it's a JCN first and 10. And suddenly, very quiet now on the near sideline, the St. Mary's Colgan fans looking out of the field, seeing something they have not seen this year. Their team trailing in a ballgame with less than 5 minutes to play. Jefferson County North, four more plays now. Chargers have no timeouts remaining. Two left for St. Mary's Colgan. The ball is going to be just inside the 18-yard line. Here comes Jeff North. You're going to move Ethan Noel clear out now to a wing on the left side, and the handoff is going to go into the middle, and there's nothing doing for Connor Kearns. He's going to be hit. He's going to be stood up. He's going to be pushed back. Big tackle by Jade Henry for St. Mary's Colgan. Jade with a big hit in there, loss on a play of a couple of yards back to the 20-yard line. If you're the Chargers, what you don't want to do, you don't want to milk all the time off the clock.
but still not put points on the board and still give St. Mary's Colgan a chance to move downfield, a big play, cover some ground in no time at all. What you've got to do is take the time off, but you've got to cushion your single digit, your smallest possible lead at 14-13. 4 minutes to go. QB back. Studs left. Cuts right. Gets to the 15. Gets down inside the 15. Going to get close to the 10-yard line. Grady Knoll. There's a quarterback who has taken this team. He has put this team on his shoulders. He has had such a great night throwing the ball, running the ball, distributing the ball, and just bringing some leadership out there. Had a huge defensive play earlier, batting a pass away in mid-flight. And now Grady's got his team down. They're going to spot him down at the 11. We'll call this the 11. It's short of the 10-yard line. It is a third down three. Chargers with the football, third and three. Motion to the left side, same play. Grady's going to run into the middle. Now he's going to cut back inside. Gets very little. He's maybe down to the 10-yard line. We're at 3:10 to play. Fourth down for the Chargers. They're going to have it just short of the 10-yard line. So for JCN, this is fourth down, and this is kind of long. This is fourth and near 4 yards. Long, long three. We're going to call this fourth and four. Now, Jeff North has no timeouts remaining, so the Chargers are going to have to bring this play in. No time to reconsider, no time to rethink, and no time to look at the defense and maybe make a change. Let's see what the Chargers are going to do. Can't imagine them throwing the ball, but perhaps they shall. Fourth down, and here they go. QB's back. He's going to throw. Goes to the right side. Cut. At the 10. At the 5. At the goal line. Touchdown, Jefferson County North. JCN going for it on a fourth down four. And the pass to the right side from Grady Knoll. And it's going to be taken in by Calvin Manville. Calvin's been quiet today. Calvin has been playing. We haven't called his name much. Call it at the biggest moment of the night. With 2 minutes and 30 seconds to play, Jefferson County North stretches its lead to 20-13. And now a huge, huge 2-point conversion effort for the Chargers coming up. Huge 2-point conversion because a 2-point conversion makes this a 9-point game. A 2-possession lead with 2.5 minutes left. Motion to the right side. Grady will take it. He'll roll. He'll look into the back of the end zone. It's no good. We got a timeout of the field as the 2-point conversion is unsuccessful. Taking a break, Joseph. 2.5 to go in the game. Jefferson County North 20, St. Mary's Colgan 13.
Blair Milling and Atchison has all your poultry needs. Begin with a medicated chick starter crumble to give your young chicks the nutrition to grow and stay healthy. Continue with a Blair's non-medicated chick grower crumble to keep them growing and developing into laying hens. When they start laying, go to the all-mash egg to keep your layers producing eggs and staying healthy for a long time. To answer any of your poultry needs, contact a Blair representative at 913-367-2310.
Welcome back to Hutchinson Field, Pittsburgh, Kansas, where we are in what very well may be the last game of the night across the state of Kansas in the semifinal round of the state football tournament. Jefferson County North on the road, coming in tonight at 10-1 against number one seed and undefeated St. Mary's Colgan on the road. And JCN, with 2:30 to go in the game, has stretched its lead to 20-13. Welcome back, everybody. Chargers are going to advance on the ball, and there's the kick away. It is short, squibby kick. We'll bounce it to 15, down at the 10, and wait a minute. This thing dies at the 10-yard line. We have a penalty? I don't see a marker on the ground, but the officials have blown the play dead. That was an outstanding kick that kicked away from both return men and just scooted along the ground and stayed in the field of play, stopping right on the number of the 10, down to the 10-yard line. And they're going to say, you know what? apparently it's going to be a penalty against JCN, costing him 5 yards, although I never did see the indication from our officials here tonight. But they're going to move it back and move the tee back down to the 35-yard line, where, again, the Chargers are going to tee it up, and where, again, Cameron Seaver will be asked to kick the ball away. JCN, there's the boot. It's the same kick. It's going to land at the 25, down to the 30, and they're going to let it go out of bounds. So Seaver, who tried to kick it away from the return man, ultimately has this kick go out of bounds on the near side. And for St. Mary's, that's as good as you can hope for it to be. No time has gone off the clock, and you're going to have superb field position to begin this series. It is 1st and 10 for Colgan. And St. Mary's Colgan is going to have it at their own 35-yard line. Here we go. What a tremendous finish. St. Mary's Colgan only down by 7. Jefferson County North got the defense out of the field. Colgan going from right to left here in the final 2:30 of the game. You've seen quarterback Tucker Harrell throw the football, and he could throw it well. And now the officials are going to stop play. We're going to get an official timeout. And the line judge on the near side and a referee from the backfield are having a little confab out here on the near side. We're going to let them again, as they've done tonight. They've been, let's call it, methodical, okay? They have worked very hard to try to make sure that this thing was administered appropriately. And now, again, they're going to run across the way. And what do we have, another penalty? It's going to go up to the 40-yard line now. Again, with no marker on the ground and no indication from the officiating crew, this ball is going to be spotted all the way up to the 40-yard line. So there's an extra 5. St. Mary Colgan, I thought it would be at the 35, but apparently it's at the 40, and that's where it's spotted down. And here come the Panthers. QB draw. This has been a good play for them. And he's going to be ankle-tackled at the 40-yard line. There was no one in front of him. And a headlong dive. Are you ready for Carson McAfee, the senior? He just launched himself, got him by a shoelace, tripped him up, and it's a very short gain for quarterback Tucker Harrell. A gain of about 3, maybe 4. He had a lot of green in front of him. Now he's back to throw a second down. Throwing deep, right side, and it's picked off! Jefferson County North, it's an INT. It's not one, it's the second interception by Connor Kearns. Kearns takes it away, and JCN, with a minute 58 to play, is going to have the ball at the 22-yard line, and they're going to bring the offense back out on the field. Charger fans are on their feet. St. Mary's fans, well, they've just never seen this year. The undefeated Panthers, 11-0, coming in here today, a home field advantage, and yet JCN has taken this three-hour road trip to deep southeast Kansas and are on the verge of a huge, huge win tonight. A minute 58 to go. Here comes Jefferson County North. Now, again, St. Mary's Colgan, 2 timeouts left, JCN with none. Chargers are a first down away from winning it. Here's where the running game is crucial. Can you run it? Can you pick up a first down? You give it to Ethan. He gets to the 25, 28, 29, 30-yard line. Give him 7, and we're going to get a timeout taken by Colgan. We'll take a break with the Panthers. 1:50 to play in the game. JCN 20 and St. Mary's Colgan 13.
Angie Hughes, Farm Bureau Agency, is proud of the JCN Chargers football team. They know your operation keeps you busy year-round, and they know how important it is to have the right coverage in place. They can help you protect your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Call Farm Bureau Agent Angie Hughes in Lancaster today. Find your future at FW Houston. FW Houston Medical Center is in search of qualified healthcare professionals to work at their Winchester facility, now offering a $5,000 sign-on bonus for licensed employees. Visit fwhouston.com/careers to apply today.
So the Panthers utilize the timeout. They'll stop the clock with a minute 50 to go, and JCN will come out over the football, 2nd down 3 at their own 30-yard line. the racket you hear in the background, that crowd noise you're hearing. You'll notice it's not like really close, really near where I'm at. It's kind of coming from a distance. That's because it's coming from across the way. It's coming from the south side of the field. It's coming from the JCN fans. They are on their feet. Chargers will take it, and the quarterback, Grady Noll, will keep it himself. He will power into the left side of the line on this third down three and pick up a couple of them. And I suspect, no timeout being called yet by St. Mary's Colgan. There it is. I think they just called it right there, and they did, and that will be their final timeout of the game. Joseph, I'm going to give you one more. Final break here in this game with a minute 25 to play. It'll be. Wait a minute. The officials have stopped. They stopped it for a measurement. Don't get away, Joseph. They're bringing in the sticks again. I thought it was a timeout taken by the Panthers, but it's the officials stopping it for a measurement. Our fifth measurement tonight. The last one, a huge one, as JCN had a first down. This time, again, they're going to be two lengths of the chain short. We have the perfect bird's eye view of this spot. A minute 25 left. JCN will be looking here at a third down, inches. Chargers going to come up over to football on his third and very, very short. Fisher's going to walk back out over the field. And here we go. Big call for JCN. Third down inches. Quarterback will keep it. Goes to the left side. Buffs up to the 30-yard line, 35-yard line. First and 10, Chargers. So Jefferson County North will advance the chains. St. Mary's Colgan uses their final timeout right here. Joseph, this, in fact, the final TO of the game. With a minute 24 to play, Jefferson County North 20, St. Mary's Colgan 13.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
JCN fan has really understood now. They've really figured it out. Suddenly, coming out of the timeout, a roar from the crowd as they realize they are going to the state championship game. To the diamond formation goes JCN. The team on the field throwing their hands in the air, driving the JCN fans to their feet. If there were any of them still sitting, they're not sitting now. A minute 11, a minute 10, rolling it down. And JCN is, what, two snaps away from going to Hayes, Kansas, and the state championship game coming up next Saturday. My goodness, what an outstanding effort for JCN tonight. Chargers standing out of the field. There's great play clocks on both ends of this field. They're watching this one go down to 8 and 7 and 6 now and 5. There's the snap, and there's the knee, and a fresh 40. With 42, they will have to snap it one more time. For St. Mary's, a tremendous season, undefeated season, an 11-0 season, a tremendous team. Tell you what, the most gracious and best hospitality you could possibly ask for, and appreciate all the things that they have done to make this broadcast what it has been here tonight. But for JCN, they are the victor this evening, and the Chargers are on their way to the state tournament championship game. The final score in Pittsburgh, Kansas tonight, Jeff North, 20, St. Mary's Colgan, 13, and we'll be back at Hutchinson Field to summarize it for you right after this.
Thanks for listening to your local high school football game of the week on Care Radio 93.7. Stay tuned for our post-game show featuring the Highland Community College Drive Summary right after this.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus?
Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Whether it rolls down the highway or across the field, Nortonville Parts and Service is your solution for equipment repair. With a broad inventory of parts on hand and technicians with years of experience, Nortonville Parts and Service provides quality repairs and service on tractors, trucks, combines, ag equipment, even your daily driver. When your next breakdown happens, call Nortonville Parts and Service at 913-886-2960 or come by the shop at 115 Taggart Avenue. That's Nortonville Parts and Service.
Muddy Road Coon Hunters PKC Hunt, first Saturday of each month. Meals served at each hunt. Call Terry Porter, 785-424-0915 for more information. Come on down for a doggone good time, supporting all JCN athletics and activities. Go Chargers!
Farm, home, auto, life, crop, and commercial. That's Taylor Insurance Services in Atchison, Oskaloosa, and Effingham. Locally owned and supporting all local schools, sports, and activities. Taylor Insurance Services. It's better to have it and not need it than to need it and have it.
Coming back with you again here, Hutchinson Field, Pittsburgh, Kansas, where tonight, Jefferson County North, they were in trouble. I mean, they were in a jam. St. Mary's Colgan took over the kickoff. JCN won the flip, decided to defer to the second half. So St. Mary's Colgan, undefeated, 11-0, takes the opening kickoff, marches this thing downfield, goes into the end zone, gets in front 6-0, just over 2 minutes into the game. Missed the extra point, led 6-0. Into the second quarter we go, 9:33 to play. It was another touchdown for St. Mary's Colgan. They also hit that PAT. 9.5 minutes left in the first half. It's a 13-0 Colgan lead. In front of the home crowd, the place was electric, the fans on their feet, and it was looking really difficult for the visitors from Jeff North. Then the Chargers, they didn't refocus somehow. JCN, late in the first half, 2:21 to play, got into the end zone for the first time in the game on a 5-yard run by Ethan Knoll. Then a play that turned out to be very pivotal. A 2-point conversion that was successful on a pass from Grady Knoll to Connor Kearns. JCN goes into the locker room at halftime, but they were trailing. But they were trailing by 5. It was a 13-8 ball game. What the St. Mary's team and fans never dreamed, never realized, never ever imagined was that second touchdown with over 9.5 minutes to play in the first half. That was going to be the last time they scored today. Jefferson County North goes into the third quarter. Moves the ball downfield on a 2-yard run by Grady Knoll that was set up by the recovery of a fumbled punt. And JCN had scored. Okay, 5:43 to go in the third quarter. St. Mary's Colgan had not taken an offensive snap yet. JCN had driven downfield, burned a lot of time off the clock, ultimately had to punt, got the ball back on that punt effort, and then reestablished that long drive, went down the field, and took almost 7-plus minutes off the clock. 5:43 to go in the third quarter. Grady Knoll goes in from 2 yards out, a 2-point pass, unsuccessful. And it was a 14-13 JCN lead. So the Chargers up by 1, clinging to that single-digit advantage, an advantage that they held until late in the fourth quarter, coming off an interception that set them up with a short porch. An 11-yard pass from Grady Knoll to Calvin Manville. The final score of the game. The 2-point conversion effort failed. 20-13. JCN then holds off the Panthers' effort in their last possession of the game. The Chargers are headed to the state title contest. So again, don't know what else you can say. The crowd, both sides, fantastic. Again, the hospitality from the people here in Pittsburgh and at St. Mary's Colgan, exceptional. But JCN fan is having the ride of a lifetime for the past 2 weeks now. This is further than this team has ever moved into postseason play. And now they're going to go as far as any team can to the state championship game, and it'll be out in Hays, Kansas next Saturday. I want to thank you for having joined us here this evening as we watch the Jeff North fans celebrate out on the field. Final score tonight in Pittsburgh, Kansas. Jefferson County North, 20. As St. Mary's Colgan, 13. JCN now moves to 11-1. Till we greet you tomorrow from the Nolan Gymnasium, where it's going to be Benedict Finn College basketball. Ladies at 2, or ladies at 12, and the guys at 2 up in the Nolan Gym. Join us for that. For our man in the Care Sports Studio, Joseph, doing an exceptional job. As always, Joseph, we appreciate so much what you do. Tom Katz here at Hutchinson Field, Pittsburgh. So long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to your high school football game of the week on Care Radio 93.7. Keep up to date on your favorite high school football team and all local sports at our regional website, mscsports.net. This has been an MSC Sports production.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Clear skies overnight with a low of 29. Winds out of the south at around 5 miles an hour. Sunny skies and calm again tomorrow. Highs level off around 64. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 37. Turning cooler Sunday and Monday with highs from the upper 40s to the mid 50s. Scattered showers possible both days. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.